You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You facepalmed her?
I Walter Payton'd her right out of the way.
Oh, my God.
I gave
God.
Her the sweetness.
I mean, it could be semen. We don't know. Yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's right. got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yes. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What?
Yes, attention all Walmart shoppers. We have 30% off of everything for Jews. But you guys need a discount anyway, you big nose pricks.
Oh!
You know what I mean? Or something like,
frozen taco shells. Hands off for all Puerto Ricans.
Wow. Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh, my God!
Yes, Marco, yes! Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I love the Jersey Jerks.
Look at these niggas with attitude. Look at these niggas with attitude. Look at these niggas with attitude. Look at these niggas with attitude.
Hello. I started this gangster shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
I started this gangster shit. And this the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
The motherfucking world is a ghetto. Full of magazines, full clips, and heavy metal when the smoke settles. I'm just looking for a big yellow. In 6-inch stilettos, Dr. Dre.
Hello.
Percolating, keep him waiting while you sitting there hating. Your bitch is hyperventilating, hoping that we penetrating. You get snating, cause I never been to Satan. But hardcore administrating, gangbang affiliating. MC Renner had you wildin' off a zone and a whole half a gallon.
Get the dialing.
911 emergency.
And you can tell him,
it's my son, he's hurting me.
And he's a felon.
On parole for robbery. Ain't no copping a plea, ain't no stopping a G. I'm in a 6, you got to hop in a 3. Company monopoly, you handle shit sloppily. I drop a key properly. They call me the Don Dada. Pop a collar, drop a dollar. If you hear me, you can holler. Even Rockwaller, follow the Impala. Wanna talk about this concrete nigga? I'm a scholar. The incredible, hetero, sexual, credible. Bag a hole, let it go. Dick ain't edible, nigga ain't federal. I plan shit while you handpick motherfuckers giving up transcripts. This gangster shit, and this the motherfucking thanks I get.
Hello.
I started this gangster shit, and this the motherfucking thanks I get. Villain blows up your spot. Take your notebook, your bitch, and your clock.
What's going on, motherfuckers? Welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, Riotcast.com. Give us a call, 856-381-4500. Email us, jerseyjerks@riotcast.com. Hit us up on Twitter and Facebook. And make sure you go download the Riotcast app and check out all the other fabulous shows on this fucking network.
Yeah.
What's going on, fuckers?
What Chilling. Up?
Missy, welcome back.
Thank you.
We gain one, and we lose one.
Yeah, now Fabio's not here.
Show's on Jenny Craig. Dropped 400 pounds in a day.
No.
That's all right. We're good. But Missy, you kind of... I was in a great mood coming in here, and then you just... fucking deflated it.
I apologize. I didn't mean to.
She says, man, have you always been that gray?
I did. Your hair was sticking out the side of your hat. And like, and so your hair is like looks longer than it usually does. And there's massive grayness
going
on. Yeah,
I'm getting a haircut tomorrow, but thanks.
Dude, you're 37 years old. Deal with it.
38.
Fuck.
I know, man. It's bad. Fucking
I'm surprised
bad.
You don't dye your hair.
Nah, why would you? No.
Well, he's married. Why would he dye his hair?
Yeah.
If he was single, he'd be one of the vainest motherfuckers on the planet.
Absolutely.
So you're not vain because you're married?
I'm vain. I'm still vain. Who the fuck are you kidding?
But you're vain for pussy. You don't have to be anymore.
No. Not at all.
If it wasn't for pussy, I'd live in a fucking cardboard box.
When did you start going gray?
20 years ago. I don't know. About 15 years ago, maybe.
Really?
Yeah, not this bad. Once I had the kid, it's, you know.
Do you
know,
get gray hair, too?
Dude, can you see my beard?
How come you don't fucking say something to him? His beard is fucking white.
It's probably half gray.
I can't tell if it's blonde or not.
Blonde?
Yeah.
Look at his eyebrows.
I don't know. You're Italian. Some of them have blonde
it's
hair.
Like two fucking caterpillars.
Mixed in?
Yeah.
Right. Blonde mixed in with my
Jesus
hair.
Jesus has a bunch of different color hairs in his.
All he has to do is snap his fucking fingers and I'll go back to brown.
Turns gray hair to black. What's up? Yeah, now that I notice that you do have
I have a lot of gray. I don't know.
But it looks blonde.
I don't
give a fuck. It
doesn't look
white.
Well,
how do you dye facial hair?
Just for men. Yeah, you'd have to grow it longer, but...
And then grow it longer and then comb it in?
Pretty much, yeah.
And then you would...
I've done it before.
And then you don't shave?
Well, a week later, when the gray grows back in, you gotta fucking do it again.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, it's such a pain in the ass.
The same way you dye your mustache hair.
I don't dye my mustache hair.
You don't bleach it?
No, I don't have a mustache. I'm lucky.
How about chin hair?
No right. chin. Mm-hmm. My friends always talk about that too. I don't. Ever
you got a mustache below the belt?
No.
Landing strip.
I'm smooth.
You're smooth.
Yeah.
Like a Brazilian smooth.
Yeah, I don't do hair down there. I just have hair on the top of my head, and that's it. I'm crazy when I shave. I shave my whole body.
You shave except your whole
for my
body.
Arm. Well, not my arms, but I know people that shave their arms.
That's a process.
Too much. I can't
right?
do all that.
That's crazy.
No, and my hair on my arms is blonde. You can't even see it. Well, you can kind of see it. See it?
I can see it.
I'm too far away. I can't see it.
It sticks up. I got to smooth that shit down somehow.
Use gel.
No way. I'd be sticky.
Use cum.
No. Ew, that would be disgusting.
Have Jesus whip up a batch for you?
No, I swallow that.
Don't let that get a waste. Oh, dirty start.
Yeah.
Why not?
Do you rub it in when he shoots his lid on you?
Yes. I rub it all over my breast.
I got to go jerk off. I'll be back.
Oh, you got one for the bank. Nice.
Oh, man. So vain. So
perfect. And it's week two, and our stream on the website does not work.
Sabotage.
Awesome.
You think it's sabotage? We switched the night, and all of a sudden?
Well, all I'm saying is it worked 2 weeks ago. Last week, Bobby Kelly did a podcast on Thursday.
CEO.
His worked. Ours didn't. It works everywhere else except on the
Riotcast
website.
Can one only
no,
one?
No, they're different servers.
Okay.
This week, Rob and the Glory Hole gang are doing a live show. Theirs works. Ours doesn't. If it goes back to working next week, sabotage.
Sabotage.
Oh, let's be. Why would they sabotage
it? Because their shows are better than ours.
It's called casually pushing us out.
Oh, please. They're not pushing us anywhere.
It frustrates us to we're like, all right, forget it. We're not even going to worry
no
about
more.
It anymore.
Nah, they'll never push us out. You put this thing together.
Who started this
gangster shit? It's the motherfucking thanks we get?
That's what I'm trying to say. You see. You hear it.
Well, most of the time when someone does start it, they do push them out so that they can have all the
it
credit.
Could be. I thought Sprance loved us, but maybe he's got a big name to come in and
Sprance loved us when there were three other shows on the network.
He better love us. We brought him Bobby Kelly.
I was going to go.
What have you done for me lately?
That's pretty much what it is.
I was going to go into work early so that I could meet Don and Jim, but I got stuck in a bunch of traffic and I didn't make it, and I just missed them.
Oh, that would have been nice.
Because Casey was actually trying to hold them for as long as he could. And
he knew you wanted to meet him?
Yeah, I told him.
Did he tell Don that Don Jameson, I don't know Don like that. Don Jameson, Missy from the Jersey Jerk Show wants to meet you?
Nah, I don't think he told him that.
He should.
Yeah.
He might have hung around.
He might have hung around. He actually emails me.
Should I have said that?
Yeah, probably.
I just, like, what time are they coming in? He's like, 8:15. I'm like, fuck. And he's like, you know, we'll try and keep him for as long as we can. And they did. They kept him almost 9 o'clock.
Wow.
I know.
Should have left a little bit earlier.
There's traffic because it was pouring out of nowhere this morning. You know, people are scared of rain. So I was like sitting on the Ben Franklin Bridge like, are you fucking kidding me? Mm. I was so upset. And then I got there like 9:05 and they're like, they just left.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Don's at Sarcasm this weekend.
Is that where he is? Because I was so upset. I wanted to meet them so bad.
It's only in Cherry Hill.
Especially Don. I'm actually going to go to this thing on June 15th because he's hosting it.
Where at?
At Great Adventure. It's called a brouhaha. And
what,
it's
it
like
a fight?
No, it's drinking and comedy, and he's hosting it.
At Great Adventure?
At Great Adventure.
Really?
And I'm a season ticket holder, so I can go. I can get in for it for like $30.
So you and a family just pack up the trailer and drive up to fucking Jackson, New Jersey?
Me and my Biffle are going.
Who?
My best friend.
Your Biffle?
My Biffle.
What's that stand for?
I don't know. It's best just another way to say
fucking lesbian?
BFF. No, I just.
Where's the L come from?
I just made it up. Well, I didn't make it up. Somebody made it up, but I just say because I like the way it sounds. Biffle.
Biffle.
Sounds cute.
Yeah, it does.
I'm Biffle.
So both of you guys are going?
Yeah, me and her.
Interesting.
It's going to be awesome. I'm stoked for it.
Make sure you go fucking say hi.
I will.
Listen, he'll know who you are.
And that's
he'll be like, I know them tits from anywhere.
Hell yeah.
Because Fabio sent me a text yesterday letting me know that they were going to be on the show, and I had no idea, so I ran around like a maniac trying to see what time they were going to be on. No one knew. And I was like, what the fuck?
Weren't the Wiggles on, too?
The Wiggles were the day before that.
Fucking creepy.
Yeah, because I had to help set up all the audio equipment for that. And I didn't care about the Wiggles, though.
Just fucking with Jen.
Then they were at the Phillies game, too.
They were at the Phillies game? Doing what? They're lucky they get booed out the stadium.
They were there, though. They were in the Jumbotron. I was like, what the fuck? But I wanted to meet them. I didn't. I was sad. I was so sad. I want to meet my Don. Love him.
Does Jesus have reason to be worried?
Never. He doesn't worry about any of that.
Even if you met Don?
No.
I don't know about that.
You think so?
You had a thing for Don.
I don't think I really explained to Jesus how much I actually do like Don.
Right.
I don't think I did. I don't think he realizes that the
I think he does. And I think he fucking threw him and Jim out the door.
Absolutely.
Put them in the fucking trunk and pushed the car off the fucking Walt Whitman Bridge.
Yes. They're still alive, right?
Nobody's heard from them.
I want to meet Don too much.
And while you're going to meet him June 15th?
Hopefully.
Without Jesus.
No. You're not bringing. Are you bringing him with you?
No.
No, her and the Biffle.
Just used to. You and the Biffle?
Just me and my Biffle.
Really?
Yeah.
He'll know who you are.
Yes, yeah?
Absolutely.
Does he know what I look like, though?
I don't fucking know.
He just knows from
He
us.
Knows. Yeah, okay. He knows.
Stoked. Yeah. I'm going to be drinking beer all day.
Oh, man.
Don, use a condom.
Double bag it.
Shut up.
Wrap your balls in saran wrap.
I hate you.
Just wear a body condom.
Wrap yourself in saran wrap.
You gonna put the girls out, too, for the occasion?
The girls are always out.
I mean, you know, something special.
I don't know. Maybe I'll go buy a new outfit. A little pretty dress.
You and a Biffle.
Want to go on King to God, Don?
Like a scene out of that fucking movie with Fear, yeah. Wild horses.
Setting the tone.
The worst fucking movie ever.
It's such a bad movie, but it's one of those movies that's so bad that it's great. I love bad, great movies, like Roadhouse.
I was I had so much shit to get done today, and it was on. I was like, I have to watch it.
Absolutely.
You really have to. Like, even if you own it on DVD, it comes on television, you have to watch it.
Yeah. It's such a bad movie. Fucking Patrick Swayze murders like 9 people in the movie. There's not a single police investigation. Nothing.
He's like, I'm good.
He goes to the dude's house at the end and murders everybody in the house and nobody even cares.
Oh my God, did you see that thing today? The hat or the ratchet hitchhiker?
The Ratchet Hitchhiker.
Yeah, you never heard this guy?
Yeah, he's this like homeless hitchhiker who had a ratchet in his backpack and like saved this.
He saved a PSC&G employee from getting murdered by stabbing some fucking dude.
With a ratchet.
Oh, Chris, you got to.
Really?
Yeah, you got to hear this dude. This guy is off the. He's fucking ridiculous. He's so out there.
He's just like a nasty, dirty homeless guy.
He's a drifter, yeah.
He's like 34, but he looks young.
What's it? The Ratchet what?
It's like he goes by so many aliases. He's like Kai, Caleb.
Ratchet Hero or something like that?
Yeah, Ratchet Wielding Hero. Well, he killed someone in New Jersey in like Haddonfield.
Really?
No, it was in. No,
somebody was getting mugged in Haddonfield?
No. He did it in like northern Jersey, but the last time he was seen
was in Haddonfield.
He's probably going to Kleinfeld's office to get fucking representation.
If you're in Haddonfield, you made it. Yeah. That's a fucking rich town.
So rich.
You're going to get fucking, yeah.
You can't even shop in Haddonfield. I can't even go to Starbucks.
You got
to
help me out. What the fuck is this dude?
No, they don't like trailers in Haddonfield.
K-A-I. Kai the
Cobra
Ratchet.
Kai?
He has like 7 different aliases.
All right, Chris. All right, I found it. So I'm going to play this guy a little bit. I don't know what this is going to be.
He's nuts, man.
This guy just sounds fucking...
I'm one of the heroes.
Yeah.
He's...
You mind? What do you want to talk about? What happened today?
Turn that shit up.
Well, went straight out of Dogtown, skateboarding, surfing it up. Before I say anything else, I want to say no matter what you've done, you deserve respect. Even if you make mistakes, you're lovable. And it doesn't matter your look, skills, or age, or size, or anything, you're worthwhile. No one could ever take that away from you. Now, this stuff right here, I was driving and I was in the passenger side of this fucker's car, and he comes over on there. He was over by the recycling center. He says, oh, when I was in the Virgin Islands, 30 years old on a business trip, I fucked this 14-year-old. I was like, you what? He's like, I raped this 14-year-old. Starts crying, gives me a big
He's
hug.
Got He's got this
like,
dirty do-rag on.
I'm like, oh, shit. He must be fuckered, man. Like, what's he talking about? I didn't take him seriously at first. Comes driving down this way. He's like, you know what? I come to realize I'm Jesus Christ, and I can do anything I fucking want to.
It's your boyfriend?
Watch this, no. Bam, and he smashed into this fucking guy right
Jesus
there.
Christ, between that the Messiah.
And so I hop out, I look over, the guy's pinned there. I mean, like, freight train riders know this. Like, if you get pinned between something, do not fucking move that shit, otherwise you bleed
what
out.
What the fuck, like, is he that? Missy, this is your soulmate. You do realize that.
I'm gonna fuck, listen. I'm gonna fucking...
You can round up behind him with a hatchet, smash, smash, smash. Yeah.
The lady said you saved your life.
She was the one who got grabbed by that fucker. You know what? Fuck is cool. That guy ain't shit.
I was hitchhiking.
Yeah, people say don't hitchhike. Well, this is what happens. At least I was here.
So he did this on purpose.
Dude, that guy was fucking cooked out, man. Like, he's beyond howling. I don't even see any breath in him. You know what I'm saying?
Can I get your name? And where you're from, if you don't mind?
I'm Kai.
Kai, can I get spelling for you?
Straight out of Dogtown, K-A-I.
K-A-I,
straight out of Dogtown.
No, bro, I don't have anything.
Where are you from originally? Are you from Fresno area?
Sophia, West Virginia.
No kidding. How old are you?
I can't call it.
Okay. This is your soulmate, miss.
He's in that job.
And what made you?
Let me fucking forward.
Teeth. Motherfucking the sheriffs, not the policy enforcers, show up and start like, they're like,
this
yeah,
is your soulmate.
What happened? I mean, like, just give me any old name and just give me old,
Guys, go forward a little bit.
So I'm running off this way. I got a hatchet in one hand, motherfucking, this bag I'm carrying over with another hand. I start running off that way. And so, I down a statement. Guy. I told him everything I just told you. And fucking, let me on out. Said I couldn't grab all this stuff until, I finished.
This guy.
He lost me.
Hopefully some surfing.
Now you know how we feel on a weekly basis.
Every Tuesday. Now Thursdays.
I am not like that.
No?
No.
No, huh?
He is ridiculous. He said,
oh, he is.
Polisi.
He is. Have,
are you serious?
I never said polisi.
Some of the fucking words you've made up over the past
year. Hard words, though, that I say that I don't make
inanimate.
Sense.
No, you just make up words.
I do not make up words. Half the time, those words are correct.
No, they're not.
They are.
If they are correct, you don't have the correct meaning for them.
Probably
ever.
Not, but I'm saying them correctly.
Abdullah Abu Gaba.
I still don't know how to say that. I remember Fabio had taught me, too. I don't remember. But that guy murdered an old man. And then, and now the last place he was seen was Haddonfield.
Yeah, at the train stop.
At the train station. He cut his hair. He's with dreads.
So, yeah, they think he's probably.
He's on the loose in New Jersey.
He's on the loose. Don't go to Haddonfield.
I'm sure he's far.
Dude, you could pick him out in Haddonfield.
Oh, absolutely. He's got a big fucking bag on his back.
He looks dirty.
Like, which of these motherfuckers don't belong here?
He is fucking dirty. Do you see the picture? I mean, do you see his scumbag?
Yeah. But he looks young to me. Like, he doesn't look 34 years old.
You saw me.
It's another word you said correctly.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think we got words for days here.
I guess you're right.
Boom!
I didn't think that... I didn't make the correlation between him and I.
How could you not?
I don't know. I just kept thinking, this dude is insane.
Like,
he's just
insane.
Whacked out of his mind off of fucking
that's what drugs do to
or
you.
Something. Yeah, but he's still doing drugs, you can tell.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
Like, he's like, he sounds Canadian kind of, too.
Sounds like Keanu Reeves.
He says,
from Virginia.
I don't believe him. I think he's lying.
You think he's lying? Throw
he's
people
from
off
Canada.
His trail.
Just like it's like, how old are you? Oh, can't tell.
Listen, you can't count it. He's straight out of Dogtown.
He's like Jersey for getting
the
Sarah
fuck is
Marshall.
Dogtown?
It's a skateboarding. I think it's in California. It's skateboarding and community. You ever see the Lords of Dogtown?
Yeah.
Lords of Dogtown. I didn't say it.
It's all about skating.
That's why you didn't say it.
Yeah. And forgetting Sarah Marshall, Paul Rudd. He reminds me of Paul Rudd in that. How old are you? I don't know. I stopped wearing a watch. You know what I'm talking about?
It's good impersonation.
Shut up. I'm not good at impersonation. Then we get this from my goldfish reading.
Your what?
I read the goldfish package.
Oh, yeah.
In its
southern
accent. It was horrible.
That was a southern accent?
That's what I was going for. Mm. I'm not very good at
that. Why don't you try impersonating a woman?
I can't. I couldn't even if I tried. I couldn't be.
Try
like
impersonating
that.
A disease-free woman.
Oh, fuck you.
Stop scratching your cunt.
Shut up.
Because she just shaved.
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
Shut up, all of you.
It's a pile of fucking crabs in the fucking bathtub.
No. Sex super bugs or whatever the fuck that are out there. I'm a little scared of having sex at all, to be honest with you. If I was single like you, I'd be afraid.
So what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Doesn't that scare
use your
you
hand.
At all?
No.
The
swear,
super
rubber.
Strand of gonorrhea or whatever.
Yeah, but if
the
she
fuck
sucks your fucking dick and she's got that shit, you're not gonna wear rubber when she's sucking your dick.
Listen, man. You gotta do your thing. You can't just not fuck because and be scared of getting a disease. That's like not driving because you're scared you're gonna get into a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
Touche.
You know?
Yeah, that is right.
Touche.
I remember the first time I ever spelled that word.
Touche?
And I was like, it looks like touchy.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that doesn't seem right. And they're like, it's right. And I'm like, all right.
They clearly don't know who they were talking to.
It was only like 3 years ago as well. I was not having it. It was in a text.
What about the first time you ever spelled douche?
Douche?
Looks like douche.
Douche. I don't know.
So they're saying this bug is, like, deadlier than AIDS? Is that what you're saying?
And it's going to just kill everybody thanks to Japan.
It's called, it's called H041.
H-41.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Why did they name it that?
I don't fucking know.
And it's making its way, because it's in Hawaii now,
it's in
right?
Japan.
And it made its way to Hawaii.
Those fucking gooks another are fucking ruining everything.
Yeah, another reason to close the borders.
Fuck immigrants.
You're right, miss. It's on its way.
Told you.
I mean, those Japs are fucking weirdos to begin with. That fucking cartoon porn they have.
Oh, they love that shit.
Oh, it's fucking... I've tried to watch like 30 seconds. I was like, this is fucking terrible.
I don't understand cartoon porn.
Me neither.
Is it Japanimation?
Whatever.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it like
that? It's an anime.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's anime?
Anime. Fuck's so funny.
Because I said Japanimation, and I feel like that's not a real word.
Oh, I don't know what anime is, but Japanimation, I guess it is.
All right.
Oh, you're the expert in words. You're the wordsmith here.
All right, it is.
Okay, well, there
you go. I say
it's
a word, it's a word.
You say it is, it is. We'll go with that.
What do? Do they speak in Japan?
Yeah, they speak in Japan.
They speak in Japan.
Mm-hmm. They speak
really?
Japanese?
There you go.
Is there subtitles?
Not the one I was looking at. But like I said, I got through like 30 seconds. I was like, this is retarded.
It sounds stupid. It sounds weird.
It's creepy.
It's cartoons.
Yeah.
And they're not even famous cartoons. Why wouldn't they do famous cartoons?
They probably don't have
copyright.
The license,
though, yeah.
Yeah. Good thought, though. I'm sure it was never thought for.
Like Jessica Rabbit?
Yeah. It'd be hot.
She could have like a lesbian scenes with like all the fucking princesses from Disney.
I don't know, but these
big fat tits on
there. You ever see Vivid? They do like the Avengers. They do like all that kind of, I guess they
do. They really?
They probably pay for it.
They do cartoons of them?
No, not cartoons. Like real life. Like She-Hulk and yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen like soft porn like that on Skinamax at like 3 in the morning. Like Batgirl and shit like that.
I saw Teen Mom.
Teen Mom?
I saw her porn.
She fucking crazy?
Did you see
it? Yeah, I saw it.
It was hardcore.
Yo, it wasn't like one of these celebrity fucking sex.
No.
I heard some of this shit she said. I haven't seen it, though.
She
squirts.
Does she?
She's
hot.
She squirts. Uh-huh. She goes from vag to anal immediately.
Yeah, I heard she went from vag to anal to mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking disgusting.
And she took it on her fucking face, too.
And it didn't seem like the anal even phased her, actually. Like, during the anal part, she was just staring at the camera. It was really bizarre. I was like, she's looking at me.
She's a hooah.
She
not only did she get paid close to $2 million for it, she got another fucking endorsement from some fucking diet fucking pill company for another million. So basically, your key to life.
Yeah, she's pretty hot.
The success is to do a porn.
Yeah, make a sex tape.
Yeah.
She's probably the one spreading the sex superbug across the United States.
Probably
Ho 41.
Well, she tried to make it seem
like
it was
play.
Like
Ho 41. Set.
She wanted to say that that guy was her boyfriend and that it was a sex tape leaked, but he's a porn star.
Yeah.
So it's that doesn't make sense.
They always try to make up stories and, I didn't want it out. Bitch, yes, you did.
Yeah. Sure you did.
It leaked. Leaked my ass.
Especially with that $2 million fucking check coming to you.
$2 million is a lot of money.
Fucking right. She's a cunt rag, though. I saw her on
she's a terrible
She did
human
somebody's,
being.
Yeah. She didn't, you ever read The Dirty? TheDirty.com?
Mm-mm.
Nick Ritchie? You know Nick Ritchie?
No.
Anyway, she was on his fucking...
I watched her from when she was show. 15 and pregnant. And I watched her, like, have the baby, the whole spiel. Like, I've been...
So
like
do you feel a connection to her?
No, I haven't liked her. Because the way they do it, they split the show up into four different segments, so it's four
We're not talking
girls.
About Teen Mom here, are we?
Yeah, but okay. I'm just like, backstory.
Okay.
And I always hated her the most because she was such a bitch.
She's a cunt rag.
Yeah, she was so bitchy. She's just, like, meh.
Nah.
She's like the girl you would hate. Like, you would make fun of her until she killed herself. Because you would just hate her existence. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
She's cunt. I mean, she's straight cunt.
What's her name? I might have to look
Farrah
it up. Just so I could hate her.
Farrah she's Abraham. Really, right? Abraham.
Oh, Abraham. Yeah. Farrah Abraham.
Okay.
She's really hot now, but she got a lot of work done. But she was pretty hot before, too. But she got, like... Worked under her face. She got
just go to Pornhub.com. You'll get
Pornhub.
It.
Pornhub?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't been there before.
They had the full one there, but they took it off.
Yeah, I got the day it got released, I got to see it once for free.
I got to see it like 20 times.
Yeah, I only wanted to watch it once.
They're like, she squirts. I was like, where?
She's hot. I mean, it's a hot. It's like a porn. It's like hardcore.
Yeah, I read, I can't remember the number, but it had like millions of hits in the first couple of hours.
She broke Kim Kardashian's record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty big.
I would definitely recommend it. It's a fucking porn is what it is. Got a hot fucking
it's a
hot little
porn.
Number. Nice body.
Is the camera work all shitty?
No.
It's gorgeous.
It's fucking high definition.
Yeah.
Really?
Up
there's
close.
Like up,
then she knew what the fuck she was. How did she say that?
Shots of like just fucking, you know, private parts.
Private parts?
I was trying to think of something to say, but like, you know, up close. Just
dick and cunt action.
Dick and cunt
yep.
action.
Okay.
Yeah. But I was like, Jesus Christ. But that's how that was before the anal, and like you could see her asshole from the way the position it was, and it looked like open. Like it looked big. Like, do you know what I mean? Like it looked bigger.
It was like breathing.
And I was like, no wonder, because everybody's like, anal. She goes, and then I was like, that's
Did you see the limo portion of
I
it?
I didn't see the limo portion.
Guy
I only
stuck
saw
his
the
hand
back.
Up there.
Yeah, I only saw
he
the.
He stuck his fucking hand up there.
Fist?
Up her ass?
Just his fucking. He was like, two fingers. Let's see, we get three, four, and then he was like, whoop!
Right up her ass?
No, up the fucking cooch.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
But she was just dirty, talking dirty.
She was dirty, but she kept calling him. The only thing that I didn't like was she kept calling him baby.
She's trying to make it seem like they were together.
She was trying to make it seem like they were a couple. I'll be right back, baby. I got to go get a tail because we're going to do anal, baby. And I'm like, stop saying baby.
Yeah, that would fucking annoy me.
Yeah, it was
like,
so
shut
annoying.
The fuck up. Trying to watch a porno here. Shut up.
Yeah, stop talking.
Yeah, she really should have stopped talking, yeah.
The one thing that I got, and I mean, you guys are guys, so you probably didn't notice this, but when, like, the whole thing starts and she's, like, giving him a blowjob is the first thing. She's unbuttoning his pants. And he's, like, not getting hard. Like, did you notice that? Like, she's
not
giving
really.
Him,
I wasn't really paying attention.
Yeah.
You weren't staring at his dick, Mark?
I was not, no.
And she's, like... You know, and she keeps doing it, and he's, like, not getting hard, and he, like, kind of sticks it in her half. Like, yeah, and then he did, and I was like, okay. He's like, that was weird. But I was thinking, I guess he's a porn star, he's not sensitive.
He probably
to...
has fucking sex 8 times
I was,
a day.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because I was like, that's weird.
Serious, man.
And I was like, if they were dating, I feel like that would turn him on a little more. I think it would give him an erection. You know?
Really.
That's the beginning of the end of the relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's like if your blowjobs aren't doing anything, that sucks.
Yeah, if he's got to fucking stick it in half chub, it's over.
Yeah.
Her fucking attitude probably fucking turned him off.
Well, they got into a big fight, and then that's right, like a couple days before the porno came out, they got into a huge fight.
Because he signed a no talk, like he's not supposed to talk about shit. Yeah. He went out and said it's shit anyway.
And she like flipped out. She's like, he's a jerk off. He's not professional. Like, she like did a little minute vlog thing of it. And she was like, whatever. What would you do if you were me? All this shit. Fuck yous. And I was just like,
behind every hot chick, there's a guy who's tired of fucking her.
Absolutely. Yep.
And he was like, you know what? I'm not her fucking boyfriend. She's a crazy cunt. And I was like, good for him. He's in a bunch of different pornos. He's a porn star. He's not like a nobody guy. Like, he's a porn star. So right. He's like, fuck you, bitch. Vivid's not going to give him up.
No, absolutely
yeah,
not.
Yeah, so he's like, all right, you made your fucking porno. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, she made a lot of money.
That's the way to celebrity.
Yeah, sex tape.
Fucking sex tape, man.
Well, I mean, it's a $1 billion industry. It makes sense. Everybody was fucking no matter what. And especially in a recession, everyone's fucking more.
Yeah, look at Kardashian. She fucking do shit. I mean, who was she? She was a fucking
She was Paris Hilton's friend.
Yeah, that's what she was. And then Sex State comes out with fucking whatever his name is. Brandy's brother. Another note.
Ray
nobody.
J, who made that song. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I hit it first or something.
Did you see the video? The girl looks exactly like Kim Kardashian in the video.
That's a guy who fucking probably wishes he didn't fucking leave her. All that money.
Well, like... I don't know. Kind he's a scumbag.
Of course he is. He's looking for a fucking...
Well, try and make 15 money minutes. Off of Whitney Houston's death or something. I don't know.
No.
Why not? Yeah, I hit it last.
Oh, shit. We got a phone call. You're live on the air at the Jersey Jerk Show.
Hey, yeah. I was just wondering why you're using Fabio's lines there with the Mental Richard thing.
What?
Huh?
Oh, every hot girl, you know.
Behind every hot
Isn't that
girl.
Fabio's line?
I think that's a
that
line.
Yeah, that line's been around for fucking 30 years, dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he coined that, buddy.
Okay.
Okay. Fabio owns all the words.
Yes. Fabio owns the English language.
Good, lucky for me.
He hung up.
You fucking kidding me?
That was so bizarre.
Behind every hot girl, there's a guy who's tired of fucking her. Fob came up with that.
I know he said it before, but he didn't make it up.
I think we've all said it before.
We did.
Yeah,
in our private life, like fucking tool.
That is so weird. Don't try and pin us against one another. We're
sounded like you was a Fob fan, huh?
Yeah, no shit. And Fabio included, we've all used lines that weren't ours. Jokes that we haven't come up with.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Like that thing I just said about I hit it last. I read that somewhere.
You mean Fob didn't make that up?
He may have. I mean, God, I don't know.
He was like, I think Fabio said it first.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's the first person in the world to say that.
I wonder who is the first person. Who do you think is the first person? You should Google that.
He's a genius. Whoever it is.
It's probably Albert Einstein. He probably said it in a much more like poetic type way, though. It was probably Tupac.
You think it was Tupac?
Nah, it had to be somebody before that. Somebody in like the 70s who was like, yeah. Google it.
Nobody's going to fucking... Seriously.
You don't
it's
think
gonna,
so?
You think it's going to be in Google?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pop. I mean,
everything.
All right, I'm going to Google
I
it right
guarantee
now.
You, like, an angry old comedian has said that at some point.
Yeah.
I'm going to Google
like
it
Bill
right
Hicks
now.
Or something.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. Googling it right now.
Liar.
Get that shit.
I am. Oh, look, Fob's name comes up next to it. Holy
Fabio,
shit.
That's amazing.
Fuck.
I knew it. Wow.
Unbelievable.
I guess we got to pay him royalties for using
I guess
that.
So.
We shouldn't just talk. So stop talking.
Yeah, I guess so. Fabio coined everything.
That's funny as shit.
Seemed like you really liked Fob.
Of course. Who doesn't?
His family. His girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
His friends. His chair. His toilet. His bed.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, dude, keep going. His belt.
His bank account.
Ugh.
So what were we talking about before the asshole interrupted us?
I don't fucking know.
Pornos?
Oh, no. Yeah, we're talking about the Farrah-Abraham tape, but we also talking about the superbug. And you said there was a cure for AIDS, miss?
Yeah, I read it. They said within within 6 months.
You're clean.
They think that there's going to be a vaccine for it.
Really?
Yeah. But then, but it figures that there will be a fucking vaccine for AIDS when super gonorrhea is going to be coming around. And
well, there's always something. That's why there's a vaccine.
Yeah, but they were saying that it could be more fatal than HIV.
How could it be more fatal?
That's what they were saying. I read the article.
Kills you quicker?
It attacks your immune system. I read it.
I guess.
It attacks your immune system, and the antibiotics that we have right now are not responding to it. So they're not. It's not killing it.
Right.
That's how it's going to kill you. Because it's going to destroy the fucking shit out of your immune system. There's not going to be any pills to fix it.
Well, I mean, I'm sure eventually there will be.
Yeah, but there's probably going to be a couple million people that die of it, just like AIDS at first. And then all of a sudden, 20 years later, there's going to be a fucking cure for it. Womp womp.
That's how it works,
miss. It's a disease they've never seen before. How do you expect them to have a cure sitting in the fucking cabinet if they've never seen it?
How does that happen? Does it become mutated because of, like, radioactive waves? Like, how do these super strands of fucking
It happens from
diseases?
Fags fucking each other in the ass.
It does not.
Yeah, it does. You don't know that?
That's bullshit.
No, it's scientific research.
It's such blasphemy.
No, it's research.
You got to do your research. Better research, miss.
There is no research.
Tell the research department to get on that.
I'm still looking at
because
the other one.
It builds up. It probably builds up an immunity to, you know, it fights everything. It takes all your immune system, and it, I guess it fucking knows what's going to fight and not. And I don't know what the fuck they call it.
I mean, different types of drugs are going to, you know, cure different types of diseases. Like, you wouldn't take cough medicine if you fucking cut your toe open. Yeah, you use like Neosporin and shit like that. Different types of drugs will cure different types of diseases.
Correct.
If the disease is new, they haven't developed anything for it.
And I agree. I know that. But why is it fucking changing into something else? Like, why do diseases keep coming out?
That I don't know.
They build immunity to what's out there, and they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and they adapt. I mean, I'm no scientist, but I think that's what happens.
It's dirty lesbians.
It is.
Yeah, it's lesbians.
When two fucking lesbians scissor each other.
Oh, my God.
It's all the fucking juices and shit they fucking combine.
It all starts in the trailer park.
It all starts in the twat.
You guys are such assholes. I found a bunch of
It starts
of different...
from shitty tattoos and bad piercings.
Oh, shut up.
And a shitty taste in music.
You guys are jerks.
What are you looking up?
The quotes. Quote.
Are you still looking that
yeah,
up?
Well, no, there's a bunch of different...
We're way past that.
I know, but I wanted to know.
Is there anything further back than 5 years?
There's 10. Bill Maher.
Okay. Then Fob didn't coin that.
Yeah.
End of discussion. Boom. Over with.
Okay. See and there are like a bunch of rappers also said it was also in a few movies. But the furthest back I can find is just 2000.
Okay. Well, we and weren't doing Bill a podcast Maher. In 2000, so...
Yeah.
Fob didn't coin it.
Bill Maher apparently did, even though they said before that they said somebody saw it as graffiti on a New York sidewalk as far back as 20 years ago.
Interesting. But fuck all this AIDS talk because Angelina Jolie.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting.
Did you fucking hear about that?
She got her titties cut off.
Preventative. She didn't have no cancer or anything.
No, but she was smart because she would have gotten
She was like 87% chance, so she just go ahead and lopped those titties right off.
Good for her, man. I thought that was a beautiful, amazing thing.
She probably got a better set, too, out of the deal.
Oh, I'm sure. Her boobs weren't that great to begin with.
She's not that great to begin with.
No, I mean, in the last time I saw her tits was our Taking Lives. And it was like,
I don't know. That
tits.
Scene was kind of fucking hot.
That scene was hot, but her tits were just like normal person tits. I don't know. I expected them to be like
You have glitter on them? Or
I wanted them to shoot fireworks or something.
She takes fucking white light comes out.
Because I remember in Gia them being like, but she was like a lot younger.
Yeah.
But she was like,
They were more firm.
So what's that tell you about your titties?
They're going to get worse with age. I know. It sucks because she's younger than me, I feel. She's only like 30-something, right?
No, I think she's older than that.
Oh, is she? Cool.
Yeah, I would assume late 30s.
I don't know. Brad Pitt, I know he's like 45 or something now, right? He looks old as fuck. Did you say him? He looks old as fuck. He looks like Robert Redford.
not that fucking old.
He looks like Robert Redford.
I don't know. I haven't seen him recently.
He's in a couple movies coming out.
So I know. Well, he's still awesome. But yeah, I think it's great what she did. I thought that was beautiful.
Really? You think that's...
I thought that was absolutely
smart. Now she took it from an 87% chance to like a...
Three to five percent chance.
Yeah, I mean, if you got the money, it's a smart move.
Absolutely. She's had the money. She said, really? I mean, it sounded like the process is before the actual, like the draining of certain things and stuff. That seemed like that was probably painful. But it seemed like it was a walk in the park for her. She had 8 hours, and then the next day I was fine.
What?
Well, after the initial procedures, once she got after the double mastectomy, then when she got the fake boobs put in, like the reconstructive surgery, she said, boom, she was good. The next day she was fine.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what they look like.
Boob jobs they're probably nice. They're probably really nice. She's Angelina Jolie. The doctor was probably like, I'm going to build a beautiful canvas. You know?
The doctor probably jerked off on her fucking gaping holes in her chest before he put the tits on.
But I mean, she watched her mom die of breast cancer for like, I think she suffered, like, I think her mom had it for like 10 years or something.
Really?
She had it for a while.
Yeah.
Because she had it and then she killed her. She was young when she died, too.
Yeah.
She was too young to die. She's like 50-something, I feel.
You did your research.
I did. I thought it was beautiful. Oh. I don't like Angelina Jolie, and that made me like her.
How is it beautiful?
It's like, what makes she it wants beautiful? Because she wants to stay alive for her kids. She did that for her kids. She didn't do that for herself.
She did that for Brad Pitt. Because if she goes, you know he ain't taking care of those motherfucking kids. Like, that one's not mine. That one's not mine. Ship him back to Africa. Ship him back to Cambodia.
Give him to Billy Bob.
Fuck that.
I'm back.
If she dies of fucking cancer, you think Brad Pitt's going to spend his time taking care of kids? He's going to go on a fucking tear like this world's never seen before.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. He's so old.
The fuck does that
mean? So he can't get no pussy because he's old.
I guess.
He's Brad fucking Pitt.
He ain't Brad Pitt to me anymore. It's like, yeah, you're a good actor, but you...
You fell off?
Yeah.
You think he fell off?
I mean, he's a handsome man, but I don't like older-looking dudes like that.
You love Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton is different. He's got swag.
He's got what?
He's got swag.
Yeah, baby, I got
Shut
swag.
Shut up, I hate you.
Pull out those fun bags.
Shut up.
Let me see him.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
Great, now I gotta throw that chair out. Soaked.
Somebody get a towel.
Oh, Bill. I love Bill so much.
You like that little I like that little picture you put out with your little mini Bill.
That was a jewelry box my friend bought me. My Biffle.
Your Biffle.
My Biffle bought that for me. It's actually a jewelry box, and you take his head off and you can fit like a little diamond earring in it, and that's it. And it says hope inside it. And you put his head back on. It's fucking cool as shit.
Really?
It's the coolest thing.
How come
I've
you
ever
didn't
seen?
Bring it in?
I should have brought it in.
You should have.
She smuggled it in her cunt.
He just sits there.
I'd like to see these two fucking interact, her and her Biffle.
No shit, dude.
That would probably
That's a reality show.
Yeah, we're fun.
Is she as slow as you are?
Yeah, she's much smarter than me.
That ain't saying much.
Yeah, she's on her way to Ohio.
For what?
Rock on the Range. It's a rock festival. In Ohio for
Do any of your
days.
Friends work?
Yeah, she has a great job.
Does she?
Hmm?
Oh, seems like you guys are always traveling somewhere.
We get vacation time.
Okay.
We have big kid jobs, so.
Now let's go to the phones. You're live on the air at the Jersey Jerk Show.
I think Angelina's tits dried up and fell off because instead of breastfeeding like a normal mother, she just went around Africa with a net like a goddamn slave catcher.
Oh, my God.
Andrew Lisa.
What's up, brother?
What's up, Jersey Jerks? Welcome to Thursdays, man. I tried calling last week, but it was mechanical meltdowns and then Bobby Kelly.
Yeah, he usually drags the show down when he calls. No, I'm just fucking with you. Yeah, we had a little bit of an issue there for a second, but.
Surprise. Technical problems. Who would have thought?
I don't see what's going on. I mean, I just still listen on TuneIn, man. That's always been my go-to, even after the app. I still just go to TuneIn, and it's fucking fine every time. I don't understand why these people don't get it after all these years.
I don't think we have the smartest listener base, maybe. I don't know.
Why do you think everybody listens to us think Missy's a genius?
That's right. Missy for president.
I think Missy's a genius. By the way, your fucking Robert Redford comment was the funniest thing. He does look like he should be fucking playing baseball for the New York Knights in 1923.
He does.
Wasn't Redford was the natural, wasn't he? That was a natural joke.
Yeah, you got it. Hey, Andrew.
Yo.
Let me be the first to congratulate you.
Oh, yeah. You're like the thousandth.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
I know, but for the show purposes. Yeah, congratulations. You're having a baby.
Yeah, I am. I'm very excited about it, man. I'm going to join the club with you. I couldn't let you be the only one getting all the attention, right?
What the fuck were you thinking?
I wasn't. I was topped up on Chivas Regal and forgot to pull out. It happens.
That's all right. Nah, man, it's a blessing. Do you know what it is yet?
It's going to be a girl, yeah.
Oh shit.
You're fucked.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God, dude.
What? What does that mean?
It's a girl.
Yeah, Missy, something wrong with girls nowadays?
You're just,
Missy,
no, it
just... Are you jumping on my side on this?
You're going to be so overprotective. You're going to be so stressed out.
Why would I be stressed out?
Because you're going to have to protect her from boys.
No, that's easy. We're having her circumcised.
Yes, for genital mutilation.
No, we're just going to do like an African voodoo ritual and cut off the fun part of her pussy with a sharp clamshell or whatever. Yeah.
Just sew it up.
Yeah, because I don't want it to end up like Missy opening up a podcast talking about rubbing male cum into her pussy. That's how the goddamn show started today, man. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah,
the show
it was
started
dirty.
With her talking about saying, you don't want to waste that, and then I'll just throw it into my kid. But Jesus Christ, what happened to this woman?
See what happens when Fob's not here?
Yeah, I know. It's out of control. So, yeah, we're going to cut off her clit, and it's going to fall off like a bloody eraser on a number two pencil. And I'm also, just for good measure, I'm going to put those constricting metal shoes on her feet so her feet can't grow like the fucking Oriental geishas.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. That's a good idea, though.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Oriental geishas, you guys were talking about Japan before. They're weird on a lot of that. Their Japanimation, I agree with you totally, is crazy. But, dude, their pornography is, and I watch some filthy fucking pornography. Like, you know, like my temporary internet files would frighten fucking Larry Flint. But those goddamn chaps, man, they block out, they pixelate out, like, the penis and any pubic hair, but they show everything else. Like, if you watch the Bukkake videos, the ones from Japan, they're pixelating out the penis. But a girl getting her face come on by 832 fucking 4 foot tall men is okay. It's the weirdest goddamn thing.
I can't stand.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I can't stand. I try not to watch that shit because I can't stand Japs as it is.
Jesus.
Yeah, and their game shows are really weird too. You ever seen any of their crazy fucking game shows where like people get really hurt really bad?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yep.
They're hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a fucking miserable race of people, man.
Now they're giving us weird...
They are just a miserable race of people. Like, we don't learn about it over here because of a little bit of racism, and also because they became our allies right after World War II. You know, China became communist and sided with the Soviets, and the Japanese kind of went our way. So we never really bring it up. But they did in Asia... They had a Holocaust of their own that rivals anything the Nazis did in fucking scope, in numbers, in cruelty, in sadistic shit. Like, the shit they did in China and all those countries is just as bad as anything Hitler did. They're fucking monsters.
Wow.
Jesus.
Ignorance is bliss.
And this has been boring historical talk with Andrew. Fucking letting me on.
That's great. That's good. Give the,
All right.
Make sure you give the wife the congrats from the show and us guys.
Oh, I will. Thank you, guys, man. I appreciate it.
No problem. When are you coming back to town?
in about 9 months.
My chick's going to pop in August, so after that, you know?
Okay.
And you probably ain't going back, are you?
Probably ain't going back what?
You probably ain't going back once you get over here. Get away from the wife and kid.
You know, I'm fucking done with it out here anyway. I want to come back. I want to come back full time soon. If she wants to come with me, that's fine. You know, if not. But, you know, it's the craziest thing, man. When I was in college, me and my buddies lived in a house off campus, and we wanted to get a dog, like a house mascot, and we, you know, we wanted to rescue one from the kennel, so we went to the kennel, and they asked us all these questions about our house, about our money, about, you know, our schedules and our living situation, and they denied us. They denied us a fucking Labrador that was going to get executed anyway because it was a fucking kennel dog. They wouldn't let us have that. Human baby? They don't even ask you if you know which hole it comes out of.
That's great.
That's crazy to be denied a dog who's going to be executed.
Dude,
why don't they ask the dog?
Right.
Would you rather live in a shithole house or just be executed?
Right. Kind of a shitty house where at least you'll get some reefer blown in your face every once in a while. Or the fucking dog Green Mile.
Oh.
You're in fucking dog Shawshank.
That's great.
All right, well, you know, I'm really glad you guys are on Thursdays. It was getting tough for me to catch you guys live on Tuesday, so I kept having to listen to the replay. But this is fucking good for my schedule, so...
Well, we did it for you, Andrew. We did it for you.
I know. What a narcissistic fuck I am. I have to fucking bring myself in.
Yeah, we could bore you on a Thursday night now.
All right, well, look, I'm going to let you guys go, man. Thanks a lot for the kind words, and say hi to Fob for me when you see him. Good job keeping up with the boys once again, Missy. And I'll be listening. Have a good show, guys.
Bye, cool, Andrew.
Congrats, Andrew.
Congrats.
Thanks. Take care, guys.
Later.
Andrew Lisa. Check him out, andrewlisa.com.
Those goddamn chaps.
You know, speaking of fucking chaps, you know I was going to Disney World for vacation? I'm rebooking as we speak.
Okay.
Like, it's probably rebooked as tonight because there's some sort of fucking Asian convention down there.
What, day or the
that
weekend?
Week. Yeah.
You're going for a whole week?
Yeah. I can't deal with it. They're fucking, like Andrew said, they're fucking miserable and they're fucking just nasty people.
Really?
And they act like they don't fucking see you. They cut in line. You know, you try to say something, and they don't fucking, it's fucking ridiculous. Like, you know, oh, Space Mountain.
That's excellent.
I hate it. Listen, I hate it. It never fails. Every time I'm there, a fucking family, they'll bump into my heel with their fucking baby cart, or they're cut in line, or they'll just step right in front of you. It's like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah.
It's like they don't understand the culture here. Like, that's not how we do it here.
Is that how they do it over there?
I don't fucking know. I've never been there.
No, they act like they don't know what's going on.
They fucking know what's going on.
They know what's going on. They'll get right in front of you in line. If you don't say nothing to them, they'll just stand there. If you do say, oh, sorry.
they're hoping that you just don't.
They just smile with their stupid fucking half-closed eyes and their stupid fucking sandals with socks.
Slant-eyed cocksuckers.
Fucking camera around their fucking neck. Taking 85 fucking pictures with your ugly fucking midget head fucking kid.
Jesus.
Fucking get on my nerves. I just want to enjoy.
You are a racist, hateful motherfucker.
Only against fucking Asians.
And Middle Easterns.
And
blacks.
They should. No, not blacks. They should have never fucking bombed us.
No, you get shot for that.
Yeah, that's right. They should never fucking bombed us. Then I would have no problem with those fuckers.
Shut up. You don't care about that.
But it's not like not like you just hate Japs. You hate all Asians.
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference between a Jap
that's
and a
Chinese. That's a big-ass motherfucking country.
You can't. Yeah, you're right.
And you hate
can't.
Them all.
You're damn right. Fuck them. I mean, the ones that are here, the Americanized ones, they're fine because they ain't fucking...
Yeah, Seattle's a pretty big Asian population.
It's they
were
Central.
All nice.
It's the ones from the motherland that come over here and
that,
fucking...
Like,
yeah.
Visit.
Or who the fuck knows if they're from the motherland? Who knows? They could be Americanized where they speak perfect English... and they're just fucking trying to pull the wool over my eyes.
Ah, dude, if I spoke Italian or even like Mexican, dude, I would play that to the fullest.
Bibbidi bobbidi.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Sorry, no habla inglés. dude, I would use that as much as I fucking could.
Absolutely, I probably would too. But to fucking cut in front and shit like that.
Especially like random people who come up and try to talk to you, or even like homeless people. I'd be like, oh, sorry, no habla inglés.
Well, that's perfect. You could use it there. That's no problem there. It works perfectly. But at a fucking theme park.
I do it all the time. I'd get right in front of you in line. I'd probably step on your toes as I got in front of you. If you didn't say nothing, I'd stand there.
They fucking do it.
Did you hear about that lady?
Suckers.
That hired handicapped kids?
The what?
She hired handicapped kids.
Oh, to get in front of the line.
Yeah, to get in the front of the line.
Yeah. Fucking.
Now that's like, that's classic. Yeah, I read that.
Genius.
Missy, you want to come to Florida with me?
Shut up. I'm not handicapped.
She's a little slow.
Why don't you just make pretend you're retarded?
I should do that.
You should.
I wouldn't go ride. Mountain space.
Yeah, you could pull off autistic.
Right? I should. With Tourette's.
Yeah.
Space Mountain. Fuck!
Cunts. Japs. Bomb the Japs.
Mickey Mouse.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
So it's the Asian convention. What is it?
I don't fucking know.
So how did you find out about it?
Fucking went to, I was just looking around on the internet.
Chink.com.
Well, because we got burnt one year by going on fucking Gay Week.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And I was making sure it wasn't Gay Week or anything like that.
And seeing what conventions were down
see
there.
What, yeah, see what was down there.
So now you have to move the date of your vacation?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Well, I don't have to, but I want to. I am.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Disneyland's pretty like overpopulated. Disney World's overpopulated as is.
It is in the summertime, but we're going right after when it's slow.
In what, September or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right after Labor Day.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
So are you doing that now, or do you have to move it again because of the convention?
No, I should be doing it today.
So when were you supposed to go?
We were supposed to go the week of Labor Day. That week is slow, so we're going the week after.
Okay.
See, I would think that it would be busier during the off months, like, you know, September through March.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
So people don't take their kids out of school. I mean, they do it in the middle of the year.
But kind of like adult wise vacations, you would think they would want to go in the winter when it's cold as fuck up here.
Yeah.
Go down in Florida where it's 70.
Disney World.
What's that?
Adults don't go to Disney World.
You look right.
Marco and his wife are going, shh.
What are you talking about?
Adults don't really like
that. Sure they fucking do.
I'm an adult. I'm not going to go to
rewind.
I'm not going to go to Disney World. Chris is an adult. He went to Vegas.
I've been to Vegas. Mean? Five times.
Not mean?
Yeah, but you've probably
been to
Disney.
Am I going to go fucking Seattle and fucking walk around seeing, looking for a dead man's ashes?
You don't want to go on a white trash vacation?
I do not.
I did that for culture. You're going to Disney
Kurt
World.
Kurt Cobain is not culture. What the fuck are you talking about? Culture.
To me.
Pop culture.
It's music culture. It's important. That's what makes my blood run through my veins.
You went to the guy's hometown.
Yeah, and I went to Seattle, and Seattle was gorgeous.
Seattle's different. There's all kinds of other shit other than fucking Kurt Cobain.
Yeah, I know. I did all touristy crap. It was awesome.
It's just not something I
would do.
So
you don't
approve
of Marco's vacation?
I feel like you've been there before.
About 20 times.
That's what I don't understand.
It's the happy place.
What do you mean? What does it do to you? Does it make you reminiscent of when you were young?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of the things, sure.
But you're going to replace those memories now with like the fact that you have gray hair and you're old.
Would you like it if I said, hey, Missy, you gained a couple LBs?
I'm sorry. You called me a whore, and you've said I was stupid on numerous occasions. So you
fuck
get
you,
it.
You fucking whore.
With your gray hair. Oh, I'm sorry. You guys don't call me a whore. The sound bites do.
You little whore.
So you get it.
It's not us. It's the sound bites.
You are controlling
I've called her a whore on numerous occasions, yes. And I don't plan on stopping anytime soon.
I know. And if I ever have anything good to say back to Chris, then I'll get him.
State zitto, puttana.
Yes.
But yeah, like, why didn't you want to go to, like, Bermuda? Or Bahamas.
Well,
or
the plan was to go. We were going to go to Mexico.
Oh, cool.
But
Many Mexicans?
Too many Mexicans.
Are you not allowed to leave the country?
Yeah, I can leave the country.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
We're going to go to Mexico, but we're not going to go this time around.
Are you taking your kid?
No.
Is that? Oh.
No, we're leaving him here.
With your parents or something?
Her parents.
Oh, you're probably going to visit your family, too.
They're coming up. They're coming up to see us.
Okay.
My nephew's coming up.
Wait, you're going to Florida and they're coming up here?
No, they're coming up to Orlando.
Can you blame them?
I was like, you need to rethink your life.
I need to rethink my family. My life.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just going to become a drifter like fucking Kai.
Yeah, and then you'll hatchet murder people.
I'll come for you first.
I want to go to Australia.
I'm not interested in going over fucking seas anymore. No. I want to go to Italy because I got family and.
And you've been there before, right?
I haven't been there, no.
I feel like that's an expensive trip, too.
Well, it is.
Was your flight expensive, or how are flights looking?
They're like $350, $400.
Just one person?
Yeah, peace.
Fucking Florida?
Yeah, I just booked two for Thanksgiving. Lot. Yeah, it's costing like $800 Thanksgiving for two people.
That sucks. It's a lot. Remember when it used to be like $100?
Yeah.
$1,000, 5 days in Vegas.
Absolutely.
Plane and hotel.
Yeah,
when you get a package, is
$1,000 for two people.
That's good. That's a great deal.
Great deal. Yeah, Seattle was
fuck that. Go to Vegas.
It was like $700.
I gotta visit family.
Fuck family. Your family don't want to see you. Why do you think they left?
They want to see the fucking grandkid, though.
So you are
in November.
November. Okay. Yeah. So what's the difference between Disney World and Disneyland?
Disney World's bigger.
And they have, like, all those rides that everybody talks about?
Yeah, there's
and
different parks, too. Disneyland's kind of just...
Is that with, like, Cinderella's Castle and shit?
They both have Cinderella's Castle.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they near each other?
No, one's in California, Anaheim.
Oh.
And the other one's in Orlando. Opposite sides of the fucking country.
I have no idea.
But they're both right along the equator, so...
They are. If you just walk the equator, it's from Cinderella's Castle
you can't walk
to Cinderella's
the equator.
Castle. Sure you can.
You'll die.
Just...
Oh, that's great. Anaheim. I want to go to California, too.
I do want to go to California.
I want to go to Texas, too.
For what?
I don't know.
Austin.
I feel like I would like it.
Austin.
Yeah, for Austin City Limits, I'd be banging.
South by Southwest.
Yeah.
There's not another dead singer you want to stalk?
Go to the Alamo. Didn't a bunch of dead singers go there?
What the fuck does that have to do with dead singers?
Mm-hmm.
The Alamo. The you know what the Alamo? Plan?
Yeah, it's like where like America goes freed or something. It's important in American history. I know that. Isn't that when the war ended? It ended there.
Which war?
The Revolutionary War. The Revolutionary War is the only one that happened in America, right?
Do you know who died at the Alamo?
In the Civil War.
Do you know who died at the Alamo?
Mm-mm.
You only died.
No.
Not one person that died at the Alamo.
No. Should I?
Yes.
Davy Crockett?
There you go.
Awesome. Paul Revere?
Did you just say Paul Revere died at the Alamo?
Oh, that's the British are coming. Oh, wait,
did everybody just hear that? Is this
shut up.
I can't fucking believe you just said Paul
Revere. Oh, Paul Revere is fake. He's fictional, right?
Paul Revere was the guy that
he had a big blue ox. Paul Bunyan.
No. Paul Revere, it's a guy from the Beastie Boys song. He died at the Alamo.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about, Marco.
I hate you both. Why don't you help
during
me?
The Revolutionary War.
All right, what's the Alamo?
Why don't you Google it?
Y'all don't even know.
Google it.
Well, I would want to go to the Alamo. And I would also like to...
Listen, if it helps you, the Revolutionary War. First of all, do you know who we fought?
In the Revolutionary War?
Yes.
The British.
Okay. Do you know why?
Because they wanted to take our land.
I'll take that.
Okay.
Acceptable. It was fought on the East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
So... Do you know what the Alamo is?
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't Revolutionary War.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So then what is the significance of the Alamo?
What do you mean?
A war ended there, right? Or something?
I don't know if the war ended there.
But it's an iconic piece of American history, correct?
Correct.
What is it? Is it a bar?
Yeah, there was a bar fight that became an iconic piece
of
American history.
They stabbed him with a...
Didn't you hear the song?
No, like a saloon whatever they call them over there.
It was like a...
Right, it wasn't a bar. It was a saloon.
It was a saloon.
It looks like one in pictures. It looks like a restaurant or something.
We're just going to keep going with this.
I'm going to Google it.
What restaurant does it look like?
Chi-Chi's. Alamo.
I don't even know what to say.
All right, well, I'm going to drop some knowledge on my brain.
That's it. Context clue that shit.
I know it is.
Who won the Battle of the Alamo?
There was a actual fight at there. Davy Crockett lost because he's dead.
Jeff said it was the first rental car company.
Oh, that's a good one. I'm sad I didn't think of that. So, oh, that's all that's coming up is rental car companies.
Don't put the Alamo. Don't put Alamo.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, keep going, miss. Don't be looking it up.
Have you ever heard the saying, remember the Alamo?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know why they said that?
No.
All right, keep looking.
I had no idea. I thought that they said it because, like, it was a way to...
Remember the saloon that's in South Texas.
Like, to remember peace and happiness.
Peace and happiness.
You really make up your own history in your mind.
Oh my god.
This is classic.
Peace and happiness. Remember how nice things were at the Alamo when we were slaughtered by the Mexicans?
Oh yeah, we were. Was Davy Crockett an actor?
What the f- Davy Crockett's a real life character.
It said history. It said 19.
Wasn't he in The Hangover?
No, shut up.
He was a recording artist. He had his own song.
It was a bad thing. Ooh, legacy. That feels like that'll be important.
No, you keep looking. I don't even want to answer this until you come up with another answer.
I don't really understand. Like, I mean, I understand it.
It was a former missionary. I can tell you that.
Oh, so it was like.
But it wasn't that when it went down. It was something. It was totally something else. It wasn't. But that's what it was originally for.
I'm going to thealamo.org. I'm getting some answers. Wikipedia was doing nothing for me. It was telling me about miniseries.
Watch the fucking movie.
There's apparently a bunch of them.
Yeah. Paul Revere's in it too.
Oh, shut up. Alright, well, okay. I was a little wrong.
A little bit? You take your time. You just, you know.
Yeah. God damn, there's entirely too much. There's too much to read. Alright.
Got it?
What do you want to know?
Why it's so important.
Why do you think it's important?
Please answer with a question.
Because that... I don't really know. I don't know why. It was a pivotal event in the Texas Revolutionary War.
Okay.
That's all it says. But we lost, correct? The Mexicans came in and beat us up.
Yeah, that's why they're still here.
And then
they're just cutting our grass and shit.
It seems like this was
I think we won.
We might have lost that battle.
Oh, but you won the war.
Right, because they wash dishes at every restaurant around here.
David Crockett, Jim Bowie. No, not ringing
Jim
a bell.
Bowie?
Yeah.
David Bowie? Sam Bowie?
I'm afraid of Mexicans.
So what, the Mexicans were trying to overtake the Alamo? Because they wanted to live there?
It was a really good bar.
Yeah, it was prime property, too. Right in the middle of a fucking desert.
You guys are such douches.
All the girls that worked at the saloon were fucking hot. And the Mexicans just had to have it.
It was so long ago. It was in, like, 18s.
Yeah. Are you still looking it up?
I'm looking at other
things. It was in, like, 18s.
Oh, it was the 18s.
I'm looking at the impact it had.
It's a good tourist attraction. That's the.
Well, yeah, I would have wanted to go to that.
Right, because they leave the dead bodies outside.
There is a crypt.
Can we just help
yeah,
her
I'll read
here?
About it. But Davy Crockett was there, huh? Mm-hmm. And he was like a big...
so was King Ed Rock.
Shut up. He was a...
Mouth cancer, Adam.
Jeez. Too soon.
Too soon. It was like a year ago.
And now it was like a year ago. Davy Crockett really wore a raccoon on his head?
I don't know him personally, but...
A coonskin cat?
Coons.
You racist motherfucker.
I'm not racist.
You're all racist.
I'm all racist. And I would never, ever say coon in a derogatory way.
All ethnicists.
Yes. So Davy Crockett, what was he, like a soldier? Who was the president during that? Was it George Washington?
No.
There was no presidents yet?
No, there were no presidents yet.
No. 1800s.
The 18s.
There was presidents.
There was no presidents.
Shut up. Mm.
There were no presidents in the 18s.
There was presidents. You know, you won't even believe me, but when I was in school, history was like my best subject.
What?
I know. And that's why I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? I always got A's in history, and I can't remember.
She always got A's in history.
You got something.
I don't at all.
Did you blow the teacher for a fucking A?
No, I just knew it. I was good with dates.
You were good with dates?
Yeah.
Yeah, she always put out on the first one.
Fuck you. So, I've learned some things. I'm going to go get a history book and read.
Please.
Read all about Davy Crockett. I can't believe you guys remember stuff like that.
King of the Wild Frontier.
There's a song, right?
Well, he had there was a TV show, yeah.
Davy.
He didn't write the song,
King
though.
King of the Wild Frontier. So, yeah. Is that what he was? Was he a soldier?
I don't think he was technically a shill soldier, no.
Was he like an anarchist? Did he like live in the woods and he like was like, fuck you? Was it like the Patriot? Was it like that?
He was anti-government.
Yeah,
he was. He was an anti-president though, because there was no president in the 18s.
There was presidents. I was stupid for that. George Washington was our president for like 50 years, wasn't he?
60.
He was a president for a long time.
Yeah,
like 25.
Are you making that up?
No.
Okay.
He was definitely a president for a really long time.
Okay.
I don't remember.
He served more than two terms.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't even have that law yet.
No.
They made that law up later.
When was that law made up? It was probably mid-1900s, right?
What? Oh.
After FDR served, like, four fucking terms.
Oh, yeah, he did. It was probably right after him, because...
They really should have never made
that law.
They're
like, all right, let's get this fucking cripple out of office.
Yeah, but they didn't want somebody to monopolize it.
I would love Bill Clinton still stay... No, I'm not...
I would love Bill Clinton still staying there, too, but... Yeah, they never. But if they would have, if they never would have passed that law, he probably never would have became president. Do you understand? Because some asshole would have like bogarted the fucking presidency for like life. You know, George Bush probably would have somehow. So Bill probably never would have got in.
A good thing.
I don't know that. I think people are smart enough now to know when enough's enough.
I know. I wish that Bill. I wish that Bill.
Conversation's
and Obama,
enough.
I wish that they were just boys. Like, I wish they were friends so that they could fucking. So Bill could talk some sense into Obama. You know, Bill knows his shit. He's the best president that we've ever seen. So it's like, why?
You just want to suck his cock.
No, he was great. He created jobs. He lowered the deficit. He passed. Bills that were important. And
I fuck bitches.
And he did that.
Yeah.
And that's why he did all that, because he was getting laid. He was fine. He was getting a nut.
That's it, man. They should have left him the fuck alone.
They did leave him alone. That's why I was like, I'm going to impeach you. He was like, fuck now. Why? Because I got my dick licked? No. I'm staying right here. And he was
so you think every bad president isn't getting laid?
I think they are too, but I think it mushed their brain. Instead of thinking... Like, with both, they're just thinking, fucking, fuck bitches, get money. You know? When they should be thinking, like, fuck bitches, get jobs, get Medicare, get fucking...
What the fuck are you babbling about?
Don't even pay attention.
You just keep going and going. What the fuck?
So you guys saw the Jay-Z picture, right?
Ugh.
He's a vamp.
This is fucking crazy, Chris. I can't.
Another vampire?
I can't believe. You guys, whoever's listening, you got to look at this picture. You got to check it out. I thought it was doctored, but the museum or library where they got it from said there's no fucking way.
Yeah, there's a picture from like the 1930s and fucking Jay-Z's there.
Yeah. And it looks exactly like him.
No, it doesn't. It's not. It doesn't look exact. It's him.
It's him. Exactly, man. It's exactly him.
Illuminati.
It's fucking crazy. So
Hova.
And he even looked pimp back then.
He did.
He had his leg up. He was pimping.
Swag.
He had his cap, his Jeff cap on, right?
I want one of them.
Just fucking go buy one. What do you fucking tell me for?
So it's obviously not vampires. So is it reincarnation?
It's Illuminati.
I don't know.
What the fuck is it?
He's...
Realistically, it's got to be reincarnation of some sort. I don't know. Is it his grandfather or great grandfather? Something that I don't know. It's in New York. It's taken in New York somewhere. Apparently,
you think it might be family?
It looks exactly like him.
It's him
from the camel Joe lips to everything.
It does look exactly like him.
It's him.
Yeah. So
it's fucking freaky.
And he can't be a vampire because he's aged. That's and also that picture is taken in the day.
Oh, it's a good idea. You're right. So scratch that off. How about Illuminati? Is it Illuminati?
I don't know, man. I think the Illuminati. I'm saying.
Could be.
I mean, I don't know if they have special potions or something. That's like you. Maybe they're like those goddamn jellyfish.
What?
The jellyfish that never die unless you murder them. There's these jellyfish that don't die. Jellyfish don't die.
Okay.
Unless you kill them. So a jellyfish will live and get old, and then once it gets too old, it regenerates and becomes young again, and gets old, and gets young, and gets old, and gets young. And it keeps going until it dies somehow.
You have a lot of knowledge of fish.
I
knew he was going.
But if they get tangled in a boat or they get stuck somewhere and dry out or a fucking person stabs it because they want to know what it's fucking got in it or
something. What the fuck happened?
Then it'll die. Maybe the Illuminati, same thing. Young, old, young. And the only way you die is when somebody murders you.
Jellyfish.
Illuminati. Same thing.
So, do the jellyfish have the potion? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, man. Maybe we should all...
Maybe the jellyfish is the potion.
Maybe it is. Nobody eats jellyfish.
Because except the Illuminati.
Except the Illuminati probably knows a way to eat jellyfish.
So how the fuck did Nicolas Cage get in the Illuminati?
I don't know.
But that
makes
thing,
sense,
though.
Too, that he would be in the Illuminati because he's terrible. And he gets the best movies. And his movies are awesome, and he sucks.
You do have a point there.
I know.
For the first time in 3 years.
And the Illuminati. I don't know, man. If we see a Beyonce pic coming up soon, of Beyonce in like 1840, sums up. Because she's an Illuminati.
I want to hear what he has to say.
Well, Beyonce pic in 1840 probably wouldn't be a very nice pick to go public, considering she probably would have been a slave.
Yeah, that's true.
Ghost. 1890s, 1900s.
There were still slaves then, weren't there? What?
Oh, Melissa. Melissa.
Just in Arkansas.
No. Hey, I don't like slavery, so I never learned about it because I think it's ridiculous. Does that make sense? I watched The Color Purple, and then I never wanted to know anything about it.
Did you watch Roots?
I watched Roots.
Roots.
Dude, I mean, they're like, your people, so you should.
Dude, it makes me upset, so I can't think about it because it makes me upset that the world used to be like that. It makes me upset if I think back to like the 40s and 50s when people had to drink out of different water fountains and stuff. That makes me upset.
In a way, that's almost more fucked up than slavery.
It is, right? Because it's like you're equal, but no, you're not. Because you can't eat here. They weren't even equal. You're free, but like not really.
You're free. You just can't fucking come in here.
Like, I can't believe that. And that was like our parents didn't didn't have to deal with that, but their parents probably did, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, like, so, like, I know people that are, like, racist pieces of shit. You know what I mean? They're probably like, yeah, don't drink out of that water fountain, you scumbag.
It's like, oh, wow.
Now there is no water fountains. I never see water fountains anywhere. Everyone has bottled water.
Wow.
What? Shut up.
I just don't know how you end up on it there.
I don't know either.
I don't know. So I don't like learning about it. I don't know. It's upsetting to me.
But it's history. It's part of history.
Yeah, but it's fucked up. It's so fucked up. It's so fucked up.
Dirty ape. Yeah, but God, dude.
I know. Jesus.
That's fucked up.
Like, I understand it's history, but like, I don't. What the fuck do I need to know that for?
It's
like,
history, because you need to know because it's history.
Yeah.
Part of.
Okay. All I need to know is
a
date.
There's a lot of fucked up things that happened throughout history.
Okay. Like what?
You being born?
The Holocaust? Maybe. Yeah,
and the Holocaust is just something that I learned about recently. Well, I learned about it in school, but it was something that they didn't. They touched on it, but it wasn't.
They didn't go
it
deep
was like,
into it.
It was always like more American history than anything.
Were
else.
There swastikas on your classroom walls?
No, I'm not racist at all. But then I watched Schindler's List.
They don't teach that shit in print shop.
Fuck you. And then I have a bunch of friends that are Jewish, so I asked them a bunch of questions about it. And I learned from firsthand knowledge from people. And that fucks me up, too. It makes me sad. Every time I watch Schindler's List, I cry so bad. So upsetting. It's so upsetting. Like, I can't.
I went to a Jewish funeral this week.
I went to one for the first time a couple of years ago.
They hand out yarmulkes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you wear it?
I didn't wear it, no.
Why not?
Because I didn't. It was for a service. I didn't stay for the service.
Disrespectful motherfucker.
You wear it for the fucking service, you jerk off.
You should have taken one. I'd rock that shit anyway.
I should have. It was like a Jewish. I didn't want to be a dick. It was people at work. I don't know.
Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
I'd have rocked that shit everywhere.
Cover my little bald spot.
You have a bald spot, too?
No, I don't.
Do you?
No. No, I got good hair.
I got the good hair.
I got the good hair.
I got good gray hair.
Oh, we were doing so good, Melissa. So good.
I know. We were like allies almost for a little while.
For a little while. Now we're back.
Now we're back to hating each other.
I'll tell you.
The drama never ends.
Melissa, you should just fucking get it over.
Oh,
no.
Come on.
No.
Not at all. She can handle this.
Oh, my God.
Look at the disgust on her face, man.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Thanks. You're just making me feel real good tonight, Missy.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to.
Well,
I just,
wow.
What?
Have you ever seen that? I mean, I'm sure I've gotten that reaction before, but I've never actually seen it.
No, I've never seen it before, no. Nobody's ever had that reaction.
That's got to be hurtful.
It is.
What? Shut up.
I'm probably going to jump off a bridge when I go home.
Like, you give three fucks about what I think.
Melissa, I do.
No, you don't.
Sure
shut
I do,
up.
Miss. You just hurt my feelings.
Oh, God.
You did. You hurt my feelings.
You're a woman.
Well, yeah, but.
That's besides the point.
I can't see your vagina.
You fairy.
Fucking cocksucker.
That is hurtful.
That is hurtful.
It is not.
It is.
Hateful.
She pretty much threw
just
up
because,
in her mouth.
Yeah, she did. And it seemed very genuine.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like you were joking.
That wasn't
right?
A joke.
Like,
yeah, it was.
Because thinking about
I'm trying to take the
on
high
Jesus makes me want to.
Bullshit.
Good answer.
Bullshit.
Good answer. I don't believe it, but good answer.
Hey, but that was good work out of me.
Wow.
A for effort.
Missy vomits on the air.
Shush.
Jesus. Yeah, you hurt my feelings. That's cool.
Didn't hurt your
feelings. I'm not going to take this further because then feelings will get hurt. You don't want that.
You'll probably cross a fucked up line. That's why.
I will not.
I don't believe you.
No matter what he says. If he was single and you were single, he'd lay pipe, so it really doesn't matter.
You were single. I wasn't single, but you were single. You never tried.
Yeah, because you're fucking Missy. I don't,
see?
Yeah.
We're not being serious.
Bullshit. Just because he didn't try doesn't mean he wouldn't do it.
Oh, yeah, but that's all, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
So no matter what he says or what line he crosses, you know he would bang you, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but not because I'm special, because you're a dude.
Oh, you're special.
Yeah. I'm in not, many not ways, special in that way.
You are special.
No, I'm not special. Not in that aspect. All guys, all they want is sex. Mostly. So.
At least you know that.
Yeah, I'm not an idiot.
Well, I'm glad you think highly of me. I'm glad that you think highly of me, Melissa.
I do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Fucking go slit my wrists. I'm take my whole bottle of antidepressants now and I go home.
Shut up.
If I don't fucking wake up in the morning, latest recording at my fucking funeral. Just cut it up and play it at my funeral.
Over the past year, you went from one complete extreme to the other. If she would have said this a year ago, you'd be like, fuck you, you fucking cunt.
Yeah,
you're just like, woe is me. Like, I'm just going to take my antidepressants.
We got a new relationship. We got a new relationship, Chris.
I'm just going to, that's fucked up.
Listen, douchebag. She actually thought I didn't like her.
I did.
For real. For reals, though.
For real. He knows like, I told him.
Like, whoa.
I talked to Chris about it.
She thought I didn't like her. Like,
I know. You mean
that much to me that I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, it wasn't you. He just hates women.
Yeah, it was like he hates women.
I love women. What are you talking about?
No, you love women in that capacity, and then that's it. You don't respect
women. You hate women. You don't respect women. I love pussy.
I hate when they talk and just fucking cook dinner, clean the house.
Barefoot and be pregnant at all times.
You love the pussy, you just hate the cunt attached to it.
I think Fabio said that before.
I don't think so.
You're stealing another one.
I think he did.
Come on, Chris.
I've been saying that shit fucking 20 years.
No. Can we have the gay guy call back?
Was he gay?
I don't know.
No, he wasn't gay, but he was definitely a faggot.
He was definitely on Fabio's
I think Fabio
nuts.
Said that before, too.
Fabio said everything.
Everything
you ever listened to our
always
shows?
Of all time. He's the master of everything. All hail.
You know what,
King
though?
Fabio.
It is nice to see Fab get a little credit every now and then, because it seems like anytime we get an email or somebody tweets it, they're always fucking ripping him.
Really?
He's gotten a bunch of like.
He's got
mail.
A bunch, yeah.
He doesn't get any nice things, though?
It doesn't seem like it.
That's fucked up. I thought he got a lot of nice stuff, but he doesn't
because
like to
people
tune his
usually
own horn.
Email the negative shit for the most part. I mean, there's a couple of mics. We get a bunch of emails saying, hey, you guys are funny, hilarious, you know, keep doing a great. You got that shit, but never singles anybody out.
Yeah.
But then when.
Except Dr. Z.
Oh, he fucking
sings. Fabio is legend.
Yeah. Fabio is legend. I suck his dick.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Have we got any more emails lately? You guys haven't told me anything. And I can't check my email.
I don't check it.
Yeah, I check it. We've gotten emails and
stuff.
Is
it mean stuff? Did anybody say anything
about
me?
No, if it was mean, we would fucking free it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there was a point where people really felt that you were getting bullied by Fob.
Oh, yeah.
It really felt that you were getting bullied. Like, people don't hear me and you. They don't know that you thought I hated you until we brought it up.
But yeah.
On the air, they hear Fob, you know,
that's so weird to me. Like, I get it, but it's weird to me.
Why is that weird? We never talk about that shit on the air. Fob's constantly grilling you on shit and you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, but he's like that to everyone. So why?
Yeah, he's just a fucking asshole bully to everyone.
Like, it's not just
I would say more so to me. Well, because probably it seems that way because you're the one with the most conversation going on.
I make his face turn red all the time.
You do.
Well, you do say some pretty crazy shit sometimes.
I know, and then he gets angry.
And he does.
Once in a blue moon, you make me angry.
I'm glad.
It happens once a year where I'm just like, what the fuck is she talking about?
Yeah, and he's like every show. He's like, what? Explain. No. Explain what you meant by that. Because
Can you imagine how angry he would be if he wasn't getting pussy?
Oh, man.
I've never known him without it, so I'm glad.
Yeah. That's why people think that you guys or that he bullies you. But we get a lot of that. But and then again, Miss, to be honest with you, I know we're going to pay for this because, you know, we're going to blow up her ego, but there's a lot of email comes in for you.
But it's bad.
No, it's good stuff.
Okay.
People actually think you're smart.
I am smart.
You're like fucking Einstein on this show, which tells you how stupid our listeners are.
Yeah. Quote me on all things.
No, there's a lot of. I mean, if you check your email,
I can't.
Well, you better talk to fucking Rob.
I did,
Sprance.
But I'm like, I don't want to bother him over and over again over the same bullshit problem.
Rob Sprance, please reset Missy's password.
He tried. It's fucked up. Something is fucked up.
I bet you we can log on tonight.
Your password has AIDS.
I never ever even changed my password.
You can get AIDS through a keyboard.
As long as Missy's touched it.
Missy, shut up. It's Missy AIDS.
I swear I can't get in. I've tried. It's been months, months, like 6-7 months. I didn't want to bother him with it anymore. It's not important. I figured if any email, you guys would be able to say it. Like, you guys would be able to go into
not my your not personal, personal. Not your personal email.
Didn't you have a stalker through email at one
yeah,
point?
Yeah, Chris.
You're live on the air at the Jersey Jerk Show.
If that logic is true, that somebody would be angry without pussy, then Chris would be a fucking serial killer.
Chris has serial killer eyes.
What's up, Fob?
What the fuck are these people talking about?
You know, Missy takes us on a roller coaster ride tonight. We're going from topic to topic.
Yeah, Missy, you really think I get mad at you?
Yeah, but not in a bad way. I think you get frustrated, like, oh, God, explain yourself. But not like, fuck you, bitch, I'm going to murder you in your sleep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all gravy. Good in a good mad, or a good aggravation.
I think everybody there gets frustrated with you when you go into your little rants and stuff.
Absolutely.
I think you do the most, though.
You are right, though. I always want an explanation. I got to give you credit
you
for
do.
That.
No, Missy, no. Explain. Explain what you meant by that. I'm like, okay.
Explain what you meant by the cure for AIDS. So you're clean now?
Wow.
Hey, Fob, there's a guy that called in that really, you weren't listening at all earlier, were you?
I just got out, dude.
Okay, some dude called you, yeah. Called about you and said pretty much you created all vocabulary.
Right.
All quotes.
Every joke was created by Fabio.
Wait. Somebody called in and said, I created vocabulary?
No, I said, behind every hot chick, there's a guy that's tired of fucking her. And this guy called up and said, you created that line.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah. He said you coined it.
Yeah, you coined that phrase. That was yours.
Actually, you know what? Jay-Z from 1840 coined that phrase. Did you guys talk about that pic?
Yeah,
we did.
We got on it for a minute and then ended up somewhere else.
Dude, that's not him. That's his doppel gangbanger.
That's awesome.
You know what? That does look like him, like 100%.
It's him.
Yeah, he's got that. He's got those big fucking lips.
Yeah, dude, it looks just like it's got to be him.
Yeah, that's some sick shit. I thought that was Doctor the whole time.
So did I. I agree.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm not going to keep you guys. I'm sure you guys are doing a kick-ass job, so go have fun.
All right, brother.
You all too.
Right, man. I'll talk to you.
Later.
All right.
Stay black.
You coined that phrase.
That's right.
That is definitely your
Actually,
phrase.
Actually, I got it from Eurotrip.
You're a trash?
Yes. Douche. Douche. Douchey.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Explain.
That was funny, though. I knew he'd be listening at some point tonight if he got out in time.
Yeah.
I knew he'd be calling in at least. Especially if you heard something he didn't like too much.
It was awesome that we were talking about him, though.
That was perfect timing.
Yeah.
That's how a caller should interject themselves into a show.
I'm aware.
Topic, you call in.
Yeah.
You talk about what we're talking about.
Not
perfect.
Just Fabio coined that.
Well, at least he did comment on something that was going on in the show.
No, that was good.
I mean, the purpose of the call was cool. He was just a fucking dickhead.
He was.
He
that was weird.
Yeah, he has a thing for Fab. But that's cool, though. You know.
Oh, yeah. Team Fabio.
I'm fine with that. We're going to get t-shirts, Team Fabio.
Team Fabio.
Fuck your dick!
Awesome.
Did you see OJ? OJ's back.
Trying to get out of jail. Oh, he looks ugly and fat.
He got fucking
And he has fat. Gray hair.
Well, I'm fat, ugly, gray hair.
He's fatter than you.
Oh, thank you.
He is. He's a big dude.
Yeah, he's like 295. I'm not 295.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's a big dude.
He got. They said he just eats. Because in jail, you think it's like, you know, fucking bread and water.
Not for people like him.
No.
No, he's eating lobster.
He manages like the fucking baseball team at the jail. And fucking, yeah, it's crazy. I would love to.
did he get denied?
No, he was on a stand today.
Okay. And he wants to just get out on parole, right?
Yeah, because he said his lawyer didn't do... his lawyer did a horrible job representing him.
That's because all his other ones are dead because of karma.
There was a plea deal. That's a true statement. That could be true. But, yeah, his lawyer, you know, didn't do a good job. He didn't let him know that there was a plea deal on the table. It was a whole bunch of shit he's saying.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so...
He's been in jail for, like, what, six years?
No. Not that long? 3 years, maybe?
Oh.
Really? I thought he's been in jail longer than that.
Could be longer.
I think it's been like 5 years.
I thought it was 2008.
5 years? Oh,
yeah,
man.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's supposed and to be 23.
I never realized kidnapping was one of his charges, because I was always wondering why he was in jail for so long.
Yeah, because he came in with two... That's funny that he's the one that's in jail, but the other two guys aren't in jail, are they?
Because their karma's probably fine.
Yeah.
Because they didn't murder any white women 30 years ago.
They're still judging me.
15, right? 25? 20? I was a teenager.
I don't know. It was mid-90s.
It was mid-90s.
Yeah.
92.
They're still judging. They were looking to get him anyway.
Oh yeah,
they were looking to get him.
Got this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're like, you want? They're probably just like joking. They're like sitting around, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's pretend he has American rights.
Let's pretend he has what?
American rights.
American
legal
rights.
Legal. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, anyway, he's going after his lawyer, and
so he's suing his lawyer.
He's not suing. He wants a new trial.
Oh,
because the plea deal was on the table. He didn't know nothing about it.
I don't buy that for a second.
Well, it's his word against a lawyer's word.
Right.
And, you know, he didn't pull the gun. You know, he didn't do this. He didn't do that. He didn't know his friends had a gun.
He's so full of shit.
He didn't take the stand, so he didn't get a chance to defend himself. The lawyer told him not to take the stand. He wanted to take the stand. So there's a whole bunch of shit going on there.
Hey, man, it's your life. If you want to take the stand, get on the fucking stand.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
They ask you that, and they're like, okay, do you have any more witnesses?
You know why his lawyer didn't want him to take the stand?
Because he's an idiot.
Because he's fucking guilty.
Yeah.
That's why his lawyer didn't want him to take the stand.
And he couldn't do his song and dance like Johnny Cochran, where he's dancing around, making up lullabies and shit.
He said he went in there. He went in there to approach these guys that took his shit, that he had to deal with. Well, at least one of them he had to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his friends pulled out the gun. I don't know why he's... getting the full rap on it.
He's such a douchebag.
He is.
Just
and he
do
kills
your time
fucking,
and
yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth.
You don't think he pulled out the gun?
I don't think he did.
No, I don't think
but
he did.
But I think he knew.
I think they know he didn't pull out the gun. I think that's part of the trial. He didn't pull out the gun.
I think that he has like minions to do that for him.
That's why his two friends.
He didn't have a minion to cut two people's heads off.
That's because he wanted to do that shit because he's a cold-blooded.
Cato.
It was Cato.
Oh, God,
Cannon, yeah.
Cato. Is he still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
That's weird.
I think he's got his own radio show.
What?
Does he really?
Yeah. Somewhere out there, yeah.
There's no justice in this world.
There is no justice in the world.
He'd have been homeless if OJ didn't cut those two people's heads off.
Good for him. Still making a living off of it this long after.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I don't know. It's kind of scumbag morals integrity.
He's milking it.
Yeah, but it's been so long.
Listen, he's doing what he's got to do.
What a cunt. Whatever.
But on his radio show, do you think he's still talking about the murders 15 years later?
I don't think so.
No.
What the fuck's he talking about?
He's got a name now, so he can get jobs.
It's Cato Kalin.
Nobody would have ever known who the fuck he was.
I don't know if
it's
a full-time gig, but I saw that he was doing a show. Was it a podcast? I don't fucking know.
Is it internet?
I don't know.
Oh,
I think it was a radio. I think they said radio out there in Los Angeles.
On terrestrial? I feel like no one would do that.
I don't know.
Okay.
Who the fuck knows? But would you listen to him? Would you listen to him?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
If he was going to talk about the murders, I'd listen to him.
Yeah, of course, but...
Oh, did you read that book?
I'm not done yet.
Okay, cool. How is it?
It's pretty good, actually. Awesome.
You started reading it?
I started reading it, yeah.
I want to read it next.
Yeah. You can read it next.
I'll read it next.
Yeah, I'm reading like 3 books right now, so I need to slow down.
Yeah, I've been reading it at work a little bit at a time.
That's cool.
It's hard to read on the overnight shift because you just get so fucking tired.
Yeah.
So, like, I try to watch movies when I'm not busy.
Yeah. Because reading does make you tired.
I watched Saving Private Ryan the other night, uninterrupted.
Wow.
3 hours.
What a great
movie. Much slow night.
Yeah, I had my feet up. I was just fucking awesome. Watching TV.
That's a fucking easy... that's an easy night, man.
That is. That's a great movie.
Easy money.
You were prepared in case anybody came in. There's blood and shit all over. What?
It's a hospital. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it, man. I don't know how you do it.
I actually like it.
You do?
Yeah.
Jesus.
In another life, I would have been a doctor.
Many lives ago.
Yeah.
You think Missy of the 1930s was a doctor?
No.
The 1800s?
No. Future Missy will be a doctor.
Dr. Quinn?
What do you think Missy of the 1930s was? Prostitute, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Dex.
Mm-hmm. I picture her in like a fucking saloon in like Tombstone, Arizona. You know,
why?
I don't fucking know, Missy.
Why not Texas? Why not the Alamo?
She got killed at the Alamo. The Alamo Saloon.
Yeah.
What if I was Davy Crockett's girlfriend?
I think he would have died of some sort of fucking venereal disease before the fucking Mexicans got him.
And a new strain of syphilis was invented.
It's death, boy. Just like the super...
Yeah, I see you as a prostitute back in the day.
Thanks.
But that was the norm back then, though.
To be a whore?
Yeah.
I thought you were like...
You had a house over your head, a room over... You know,
I thought you were just like
a... shoulders?
Farmhand or something. I don't know.
Women... You're either a prostitute or a fucking
have
wife.
Kids.
Yeah.
And you don't think in any of my lives I had children?
No.
So then I probably was a prostitute.
No. Yeah, that's then you were. Yeah.
What if I was a nurse?
I don't
in
see
the
it.
War?
I probably don't see that. No.
Well, don't you think I would have been different?
I would hope so. I would hope you wouldn't be the same dumb Missy back in the 1930s.
I would be dumber. Did they even go to school back then?
I think early 1900s, Missy was stupid also.
Probably
I'm pretty
didn't
sure.
Speak. Probably just sign things.
I mean, you'd probably be good to bear children.
Yeah, you could feed a fucking nation with those tits.
You got some fucking memories to do that.
Memories.
Memories.
Memories. Na 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 na.
Dickhead!
Jesus Christ!
Fucking scared.
Did you know he was coming?
No, I had no idea.
You just scared the piss out of us. I banged
you
my knee.
Fucking dick.
I am.
let me get his mic on. Fobbs, join us for the last 15 minutes.
Jeez.
What a surprise!
I was like, I gotta get a shit out of
here.
Oh,
God,
Jesus!
You did.
Christ.
Ouch.
We were talking about 1930s Missy.
What are you, a vampire too?
No, what I would be in the 1930s.
Oh, and you'd be a whore.
Jesus!
That makes three for three.
Aww.
1930s Fob was unemployed.
She'd be that Still. Chick. Yeah, right. Actually, that's how far it's dating back since 1930. She'd be that chick from Boardwalk Empire, the one that was with Nucky and then moved to the cop.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
The one that had the baby?
Yeah. Except you wouldn't have the baby.
No baby heaven.
You would have figured out a different plan B in the 1930s.
Go punch in the stomach.
I would have thrown myself down a flight of stairs.
What the fuck, man?
I could have just
barged
in. That was
the 1930s, wasn't it?
I could have just barged in the 1930s and scared that baby right out of you.
Yeah, you did just scare the
kind of like the way
me.
That turd fell out of Marco's shirt.
Holy shit.
Yeah, you were like flailing and shit.
What the fuck?
Now, I'm going to leave the room now as I have just shit.
Marco turned into a wet rag. He was like,
he's like, coffee cups are flying.
I'm sure your wife is going to feel real safe if anybody ever breaks into your house.
You're going to use her as a human shield.
You're going to give him more gray hair.
What, you got gray hair?
She's been busting my balls about the gray hair all fucking night.
What'd you do? You got rid of the fucking beard?
Yeah.
What happened? You lose a bet?
Gray.
No, I just... Why would I want... I mean,
it was
patchy.
Sick like a child molester.
Yeah, it was fucking patchy and shit. I'm not able to do it. I'm not like you. Dude, loosen up, man.
Why?
You look like you're fucking...
I'm good.
Okay, all right.
I'm good.
You look uncomfortable.
Why is my fucking... my big bulging fucking seagull no,
it looks
neck
like you got
coming
no,
out.
It looks like you got no neck.
I don't.
Take that sweater off. You look like a little fag.
You know, I was thinking about that before I walked in. I was like, I should take the sweater. I was like, no.
It's a sweater.
It's a sweater vest.
Take that sweater off. You look
I was
like going to
say
fag.
Vest, but it has no buttons.
No. No, so, God forbid. If it did, I would have killed three people.
It's a sleeve.
My allergies are acting up. I would have killed three people today.
It's a sleeveless.
They're all grown up. Look at you.
All grown up. You know. You know.
How's the biz?
Good.
Good.
Good. Yeah, fucking people are fucking retarded.
Dumb? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Public's great. Love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking great. First hey, did you happen to see Don Jameson and Jim Florentine?
I was late by 5 minutes.
No shit. I heard them on the air today. Yeah, they were good.
They kept them on for longer.
Really?
And they told me when they were going to be on. They said they were going to try and keep them there as long as they could, but obviously they're not going to.
Yeah, I gave Missy a heads up yesterday that they were going to be on a morning show.
Missed them by 5 minutes.
Yeah, so see if she can. Because I know she loves Don
James. She immediately wetted her pants.
Yeah, she was like, what time are they going to be on? I'm like, I don't know their fucking schedule.
You know how, you know it took me like 6 hours to find out when they were going to be on? I found out when I was home.
Finally. Oh, really?
Because no one knew. Oh, no one knew what time.
Sucks.
I know. And then finally,
I was kind of hoping you'd get a nice day out of it.
I wanted to. Casey's like, all right, make sure you come. We'll try and keep them
there. So what, do they just kind of show up whenever they feel like it?
No, they were scheduled for 8:15, but if they're having a good interview, and they'll keep them on longer, longer. And they kept them on till, well, you listened to it, till almost 9 o'clock.
Yeah, till about 9.
Yeah. And I got there at 9:05 because there was traffic. I was on the Ben Franklin Bridge. Listening to it going, God damn it, just be there, just be there, just be there.
She just wanted to see Don.
She wanted to suck his cock.
I'm going to see him on June 15th. I'm going to try and see him on June 15th.
Are you?
At Great Adventure.
Yeah.
Turner Biffle.
Me and my Biffle.
Oh. is that a new vacuum by Dyson? The Dyson Biffle?
That's what I call my best friend, Biffle.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're even simplifying that now.
Yeah, no more. It's kind of complicated.
BFF,
though.
Big Fat Friend?
Oh, no fat.
Well,
Biffle.
I'm here.
Biffle.
Which, by the way, judging by your estimates, OJ's actually fatter than me now. I'm so excited.
OJ's fat as fuck.
Fucking Heisman Trophy winner who's in worse shape than me. That
Did
makes
you
me-
see him?
No.
He has like another head like on top of his head.
Nicole Brown Simpson.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's probably like a little shrunken head on his keychain by now.
Oh, jeez.
I should just close on that. That's funny. Anybody call in?
Andrew.
Of course. Yeah. The one fucking night I'm not here, he calls in. Mm-hmm. How's he doing?
He's having a baby.
Whoa.
He's having a girl.
Baby girl.
Wow.
In August.
Does his wife know about this? Really? No shit. In August.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Like tomorrow.
Good for you, Andrew.
Wow.
I asked him, what the fuck was he thinking?
Oh, he obviously wasn't following your footsteps. Holy shit.
And it's okay because he's going to give her some nice genital mutilation.
Yeah, he's going to mutilate her genitals so she can't.
With a seashell.
Yeah. He's going to cut his daughter's clit off with a seashell.
Okay.
Wait till you listen to the playback. It's quite-
I can't wait.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Wow.
Rules. And then there was a defender of you that called
it. Yeah, you guys were saying that. Which, by the way, when I hung up with you guys, obviously there's a delay, so I caught the tail end. Holy shit. The way I came out on the radio, it sounded horrible.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not you.
Do you sound low?
No. It has nothing to do with volume.
Cell phone.
No, it wasn't even that. I had it on the Bluetooth. Bluetooth. And it sounds horrible.
Yeah,
I'm sitting there, I'm like, holy shit, I should have just used the phone, not the Bluetooth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But so much for trying to stay alive while I'm driving. Holy shit. So let me get this straight. Somebody calls in and says that I invented vocabulary and that line.
He said that you
you coined that phrase.
Yeah.
Coined.
Yeah, because
wow,
like,
that's a pretty bold statement.
He's like, Chris, you're stealing Fob's line, and we were like so confused. We're like, what line's that?
Oh, I wish I was here for that. You guys had to have been like, the fuck
we
are you
were,
talking
there
about?
There was like, we're all looking at each other, and then he's like, yeah, that line, and we're like. And we just started being mean. And we were like, yeah, that's Fob invented that.
Did the number come up?
Did
you see it?
Up.
Yeah, I have it.
Does it look familiar?
It's an 856.
Really?
Yeah, it's local here.
All right.
It's a defender. Well,
we could look at it when the show's
on. But they couldn't hang.
Hopefully it'll download quick. We'll play it real quick.
Yeah. Because he said that, and that's all he said. And we ripped into him, and then he hung up.
See what happens when you're not here? We're fucking mean to the callers.
That's fucking great.
We need you here.
I would have hung up. I wouldn't even have let him last that long. It would have been like, click.
Well, that's all he said.
We got to take as many listeners as we can.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to piss off that one.
Alienate them all.
Down to two.
Minus one gay listener.
Wow. So you're saying I have a fan?
Yeah. Yes.
Of course. It's a guy and not a girl. What the fuck?
Bend me over and fuck me in the ass.
Jesus Christ.
Missy was asking about people emailing about.
Did we get any?
No.
About me recently?
No. Oh. Just like every email we read seems to be something like negative towards you. Or,
of course. Everybody hates my fucking guts.
Except this guy.
Now suck my cock.
I guess so.
She didn't understand.
Everybody loves her. They hate me. They barely say anything about you and you.
Right.
So there you go. Good, evil.
Yes.
And
non-existent.
We're pretty good when you're not here. We exist pretty well.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, there's more. Right. We have to.
Right. Yeah. Oh, please, by all means, don't hijack the show.
We just don't have to lean on.
There was nobody here to talk over us.
we can't lean on you.
Oh, where's the fat joke? Come on. Come on.
Talk Chris? About his hair.
Chris?
Who's hair? My hair?
Talk about his
hair. My gray hair.
He gets upset about it.
You get the Paulie Walnut wings.
Yeah!
You missed. Missy almost vomited.
Yeah. Why?
Because the thought of her fucking Marco creeped into her head and she almost threw up in her mouth.
How come I miss all the good shit? When I'm here, we have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we've been prepared for weeks now with shit.
Oh, where the fuck was my memo?
Dude, I send you emails. You either don't read them or you trash them.
I told you last night when I talked to you, they were hysterical.
They're great.
I find
shit. We didn't get to all of them. I still got more to finish.
Yo, I'm not going to bring anything up. But So how did you guys fucking come up?
I forget.
Chris is fucking a mouse. His imagination.
Yeah, and he was saying that if he was single, he would have sex with me.
I didn't say
he would have sex with you.
Chris said that.
If Marco was single and Missy was single, he would fuck.
I don't have a fucking death wish.
Yeah, but what doesn't she have a say in it?
No.
No, I'm a woman.
So I'm assuming you're passed out from roofies.
Apparently.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, then in that case, I have to side with that. Yeah, Marco would have sex with you.
I mean, I doubt he would bareback you, but I think he'd definitely fuck you.
I said I'd definitely double bag.
Very nice.
Talking about Missy here.
Yuck.
What do you mean you put two bags?
See that?
Wait, time out.
Yuck.
You say you double bag?
Yeah.
One bag for your dick, one bag for a head.
Aww.
Bob, you took the joke. Another one. He coined that joke.
I coined
that. Of course he did.
He coined it all.
I coined everything.
We also talked about Kai.
I love this wrap up. Who? Whoa.
Kai, the
bless you.
The hatchet-wielding hitchhiker.
The hat trick.
Yeah, he saved the PSE&G worker a few months ago.
No, I didn't hear.
He's a drifter, and he saw some
fucking
guy.
John Rambo out there.
Yeah,
nobody talks like this.
He has a hatchet in his fucking.
And he says,
Bill Clinton?
No, he's like a stoner surfer dude.
He's stoner. Oh,
he killed some guy.
Like Keanu Reeves type.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's like straight from Dogtown.
Yo, 10,
instead
10,
of saying
dude.
Police, he said. Police.
No, police.
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 Policia.
I just called the police, yo. Yeah.
No, he's nuts.
And then he was,
you're going to like
he was
that.
A hero, and now he got caught.
He's a murderer now.
He's wanted. He killed somebody in North Jersey. Last seen in Haddonfield, New
Jersey.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not that fucking close either. You know?
No. I said he was going to Kleinberger to go get some fucking representation.
So wait, what is he doing? He's chopping people up with that hatch? Is that his thing?
He killed somebody. No, he killed somebody with the... He killed a guy that was trying to rape a girl with the hatchet.
Okay, so that's
so he was
the hero
saved.
Part.
He's a hero. And apparently he...
then he killed the girl with the hatchet.
No, some old guy, I guess, he hit with
Oh, I totally get that. I hate old people.
They can't drive. They fucking...
No, they're fucking useless.
What else?
They're like big babies.
What else are we talking about? Oh, Japs. We don't like Japs. I don't like Japs.
No, Marco's racist as
Why
fuck.
What happened? You got a Jap encounter?
He's moving his vacation, so
yeah,
he
because it's
be
fucking like
him.
Asian.
You're going to Asian Disneyland? Disney World?
I would never. It's like an Asian festival or something in Orlando that week.
No shit.
So I'm moving it, yeah.
Months?
You're moving the date?
I'm moving my
vacation destination.
Just up a week. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, you really don't like the Asians?
No, they're fucking... It never fails.
Black and white, cool. Everybody else, fuck them. That's Marco.
He hates them all.
That's not Marco.
No, it's not Marco. He has many black friends.
I said black and white are cool.
I'm not big on the fucking Afghanistanis.
The Afghanistanis.
Yes, the Iraqis.
No, but you can lump all brown-skinned people into one.
Let me tell you something. You hop on a plane, you see a motherfucker with a turban. Do you fucking eye him up?
Already been there. Right. What are you going to do? As long as they don't pull out a fucking lighter or whatever, a fucking box cutter.
I fucking eyeball that motherfucker.
Yeah, you what eyeball him what you want.
Why? Fucking right.
Huh?
Why no what? Lighter?
Light a fuse? I don't know.
But matches are okay.
No. Anything that
but
causes
I brought matches
fire
on the plane.
Yeah, I know, but you're also not a fucking camel jockey either.
Okay. I didn't have any on my plane.
Then again, does it even matter anymore if you're a camel jockey? Because if you're from, where were those two assholes from Boston from?
Chechnya. Yeah. Chechnya, whatever the fuck you say.
They're Russian types.
Yeah. I mean,
and Chechen.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Yeah, right.
Salute.
Holy shit.
So Bob coined that.
I'm sorry. Copyright, Bob.
Wow. So you don't like the Japs. Does anybody else talk about races they don't like? Is that
no,
what the,
I like
is that what
races
kind of day it is? Because I got a laundry list. Just on today alone.
I thought the Alamo was a bar.
Oh.
The real Alamo?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a bar. It's a piano bar.
Who did you think was at the Alamo, Miss?
At least over there.
I thought you were going to say like David Bowie instead of Bowie. Baba Bowie.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Hey, Bolf. Wow. Yeah. Paul Revere.
Yeah.
The Mexicans are coming. The Mexicans are coming.
David Bowie.
No.
Oh, shit.
Then I got confused and I thought that Paul Revere was Paul Bunyan. Because I was like, yeah.
You are just in a tailspin of... Wrong.
But the first person I guessed that was at the Alamo was Davy Crockett, and I was right.
Okay.
So, score. I got very happy.
What's his theme song that he wrote?
Yeah, but you thought...
Davy Crockett.
What about, what's his name? Custer. Did you guys talk about him? Wasn't he there?
Colonel?
General Custer?
Not Custer, you fat fuck. Custer.
Was he the president?
Wasn't he there?
He was the president.
Yeah.
She said there was no president during that time because it was fought. Well, I don't know if it was because it was fought during the Revolutionary War.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Let me gather myself. Hold on. So what was the reasoning behind why she thought there was a war?
I thought it was
She thought it was the Revolutionary War.
Did you,
the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. You're a moron.
Did you get into any kind of reasoning why they would try to take the Alamo?
I didn't. I thought that
it was a bar.
I thought that's where they celebrated after the war was over.
You're an idiot.
They were trying to celebrate Cinco de Mayo at the Alamo bar. The Alamo Saloon. I'm sorry.
We got white pussy, black pussy, apple pie pussy.
Is that why Cinco de Mayo? Is that Cinco for de Cinco?
Yeah,
de Mayo?
Cinco's five.
You're out of your fucking mind.
I'm trying to learn, and then I read all about it.
I would assume she would have said they tried to take the Alamo
no
over
offense,
for like something
you don't
else.
Exactly. No,
I didn't know it was
about.
Like a church type thing.
Right. I'm surprised you didn't say like they wanted to like you know. I don't know. Fuck there.
I thought they wanted to sleep there.
You wanted to live there?
She's got Down syndrome.
It's like the base motel.
We need three rooms, please.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Alamo Bar and Hotel.
When I Googled it, Carmel called
Google me. Said you were stupid.
She thought the saying, remember the Alamo, like, symbolized peace.
What?
Peace and happiness.
Yes.
This is what you miss.
Peace and happiness. Those names are synonymous with Smith and Wesson.
Remember happiness.
Remember
how happy it was that we were slaughtered in a fucking saloon.
I know now.
Holy shit.
And this all started because I told Marco he should go to Texas for vacation instead of Disney
World. Celebrate. Celebrate the slaughter of our people.
What a pint of beer at the saloon. Me, David Bowie, Paul
Marco's
Revere.
Sitting there taking a picture of himself for the Alamo.
Where a raccoon at?
Yeah.
Jesus
fuck, man.
Christ. Wow. I don't know what's worse, that or Paul Revere. Or yeah. The fact that you thought that was part of the Revolutionary War.
I was so wrong. But you,
no. Does she know who's in the Revolutionary War?
Yeah.
She does.
I do now.
Oh, you do now? Did you Google it?
No, I figured that out.
Okay.
Do you know around what year the Alamo was?
Oh, God.
It was in the 18s.
Yeah, the 18s.
So it was just a teenager. Prepubescent. What was that? Before driver's license, before able to drink alcohol.
There was no president in the 18s also.
There was no president in the 18s.
Nope.
Well, wasn't the Alamo after Lincoln?
What?
No.
It was before Lincoln.
Yeah.
I'm asking because I don't know. That's why when you ask me the year, I'm like,
I think the Mexican shit was like early, like 1830s, 1820s. Okay.
It's 1837, I think it said. What?
Wow, so this was like...
So that was George, though, right?
That was what?
George.
George
Clinton.
W.
George Clinton.
George Washington. Wasn't he the president for a really long time in the first...
In 18? I don't think so.
Who was it?
I don't think so, because wasn't 1776, wasn't that around George Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt 100 years later. Unless, you know, him and Jay-Z were like pals and shit.
Illuminati.
Yeah. Oh, no, you did not talk about that.
I think it's... I explained why. Wait, what jellyfish. Is Illuminati?
Time out. How the fuck do I get the correlation between Illuminati and fucking jellyfish? Except explain. For the fact that there's certain explain, jellyfish yeah, that illuminate I, in the fucking ocean.
I have a theory.
Oh, you're right. I do get mad.
Explain. Okay. Jellyfish don't die. Remember we talked about this?
We did.
They don't die. They just get old and then get young again. Old, young, old, young, old, young.
Are you sure about this?
Yes, I read all about it.
I'm not so sure. I want to look it up. But
look it up.
I'm not going to do it now.
So you're saying that jellyfish, they have an entire life cycle and then they turn into Benjamin Button and go the other way and then back. So
yeah, they become young again. They don't like go old and then slowly go old and then they're young.
Oh, so they go old, then they wake up young?
They something happens and they reform.
That's
and
called.
But
coming off of that heroin.
No, if they're murdered or something, then they do die.
Whoa, who's murdering jellyfish?
Like by accident, like
gangster jellyfish.
You know, like if a human like fucks with them or something.
Is that really murder?
Bussing on all you jellyfishes.
Who shot you? Oh my God. Is that who killed Tupac? Jellyfish?
You don't know.
No,
that's why I can't
find
the killer.
I think the jellyfish.
Went back in the ocean. They went young again. Couldn't have been him. He's a baby killer. So go ahead.
I think the jellyfish have something to do with it. Like, because you know how we don't eat jellyfish?
Mm-hmm.
The Illuminati must eat them or like get them in. Something is the same.
So you think that only the Illuminati have
the power
discovered the jellyfish as far as food? You don't think anybody else besides Illuminati have ever eaten jellyfish?
Because
I can tell you right now you're wrong on that.
Well, no, that they had figured out a way to make it. Because you know how they go young and
I'd
old?
Rather believe vampires. This
young
is crazy.
And old. But then they get, like Jay-Z was young and then lived a life and got old and then got young and then got old and then got young. And got old. You know what I mean? Like the jellyfish. Like Nicholas
I would
Cage.
Believe jellyfish vampires over this.
But they're in the daytime.
Whoa.
In that picture, Jay-Z was in the daytime.
Yeah, because if it was night, you'd only see eyes and teeth.
What?
So you think the jellyfish is tied in with Illuminati, and that's tied in with...
Somehow, somewhere. There's a way. It makes sense.
For you.
Mm-hmm.
And only you. What? Wow. I missed a great fucking show. I'm really sad. Thanks for the recap, though.
Yeah, that was fun.
I don't want to get you all opened up in this fucking Illuminati jellyfish shit, but wow,
I
that's fucking crazy.
Wow.
So what happens if you get stung by a jellyfish? Real quick. I'm just curious. Does that have any powers?
I don't know. Maybe
really?
It makes you live longer.
I thought it was just an excuse for someone to pick on you.
That would be weird. Is that the only way to cure it?
No, that just keeps it from swelling.
Oh. I've never gotten stung by a jellyfish.
No, but you've been peed on many times.
No.
Wow.
No pissing.
No pissing.
No pissing.
I'm not in the mood for the Alamo tonight, honey. Wow. So tonight you guys shit on Japs, Mexicans, jellyfish, 200-old Tupac, fucking Jay-Z.
Oh,
300.
And a loyal listener who think you invented
and
vocabulary.
I coined everything. You know what? You got to pay me money for using the term jellyfish.
Do you remember the first time that you ever heard that phrase, though?
What?
The fucking...
Oh, God, it was a long time ago.
Because furthest back I could find was like 2000.
I can honestly say I remember hearing that after high school.
Okay.
Sometime in the mid-90s, I want to say.
Okay. Because Bill Maher said it in a book.
And there's so many different variations of it. Like, there I don't is. Know how it was said here, but
it was said the guy tired of fucking her.
Behind every hot chick, there's a guy sick of fucking her.
Yeah.
Behind every woman, there's a guy who's tired of fucking
dealing
with her.
Don't you think Albert Einstein would have said it, something like that?
Oh, yeah, because
he was a pimp.
Yeah.
He was a pimp.
Player.
Let
me cook.
Whoa.
He loves his ladies.
He would have never said that.
I think he would have.
No.
I know my own.
I don't know if he said that, but I know in one of his books he wrote, I wish these hoes would back up off me.
Fuck bitches, get money.
I'd like finger fucking you.
Wow. Albert Einstein coined the phrase. No shit. I think he also coined pimping ain't easy.
That's right.
You would believe that, too. No, that was Isaac
Newton. Albert Einstein's cool to me.
That was Isaac's cousin, Fig.
Fig Newton?
Fig Newton. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. You guys are a fucking trip, man. You know why I really didn't brush here? Because I know you won't be here next week.
I won't.
I know.
I thought you just wanted to make Marco shit his pants.
Well, that idea popped in my head as I was walking up steps. I'm like, you know what? I'm surprised they didn't hear me anyway because of my fucking Godzilla.
I didn't hear anything.
Well, noise canceling headphones. Yeah. Surprised we didn't feel the house shake.
Well, that's what I mean. I figured the fan would have stopped or something like that. Lights would have flickered.
The good thing is when you listen to the show, listen to the playback, we will have plenty to talk about next week.
Oh, really?
I think you're going to want to.
Why did you guys talk shit on me?
No. Well, I mean,
a couple times.
You always talk shit on this person.
I was
going to
say, I can only imagine. I can't wait.
No, it's just.
Which, by the way, I just realized I forgot the thumb drive, so I can't leave here with the zip file.
Yeah, I'll let you borrow one of mine.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
that's fucking funny, man.
Yeah, it's something.
check your drawers before you leave. God forbid you get in a car accident; they're gonna catch you with shitty drawers.
You're gonna have a close encounter of the turd kind.
It happens anyway, so I'll just have double the shit in my pants. No problem.
Christ. Oh my God.
Yeah, so there you go. That was pretty much the show tonight.
That sounds like fun. Anybody else? Real quick, anybody else call in just out of curiosity?
Nope.
No?
No, just Andrew and some fucking douchebag.
Yep, that's it.
Marco called into Rob's show.
Yeah, they were doing a test live show tonight.
You called them while you guys were doing a show?
No.
We're not streaming again on the Riotcast page.
Are you fucking for real?
Yeah.
But they are.
Yeah, they were.
What's with this Nazi shit?
He said text Fob and tell him to set up a time on the test, but I don't think he knows that the studio's here now. He probably thinks it's still at your crib, so you can just test it whenever you want.
We
got to get it working somehow.
Dude, I don't know when the fuck that's going to happen.
I don't know.
Wow. All right. I'll try to get in touch with him. See what happens. So they're streaming, but we're not?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So how is it?
And last something week, Bobby was streaming, and we weren't.
I mean, let's just end the show and talk about it.
I'm just curious. I mean, is it on our end? Is it on their end?
No, it's on the website. It's on the site.
TikTok when you're dealing with these desert people.
No, it's on the website.
You can't say that.
What?
Junior Soprano coined that phrase.
No, I told Junior that phrase.
Oh, that's right. You invented vocabulary.
Yeah, me and Dominic Chinese are like this.
Chinese?
Tell me his name doesn't look like that shit. I think it actually is spelled like that.
I think it's
C-H-I-A-N-E-S-E.
Chinese.
Chinese.
Chinese, isn't it?
What?
Isn't the H silent? Chinese.
Chinese nuts.
Chinese.
Jesus. Fucking funny. Yeah, so that was it. But I think when you listen to the show, you'll have questions next week or something. Who knows? But
well, if she's not going to be here, there's no point in asking her. I'm just going to wait for you to come
back. We can just talk shit on her. I mean, you can do that, too.
But you won't.
Great, yeah, because Marco wants to F you. Oh. I was just trying to hear the disgust again. I missed the first one.
It wasn't that bad.
Yes, it was.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait till you hear it back, dude.
Like, she's a fucking perfect 10.
How'd you take
this fucking twat, huh?
Marco was hurt.
I was hurt.
He was talking about killing himself.
What?
Missy hurt my feelings.
Wow. Is that something? Is that the first time he's ever heard that?
Yes, from a woman. Yeah, usually they do behind your back.
Right.
That's what he said. He said he never saw it to his face.
I would figure for you, they would happen a year into the relationship.
Ding!
not me, man.
Wow. Missy, that was cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Twas not.
Unity.
Cold-blooded.
Yes, it was.
And then I said, you said worse things to me.
I can see it now. If the four of us were the last surviving members on this planet after a Holocaust, she would literally be dry humping a tree or something.
Absolutely.
Let me see if I can fit this squirrel in my pussy.
Hi, little squirrel.
The squirrel talks to me.
Those squirrels are very personable.
And they're good at eating pussy, apparently.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's so great. Yeah, that was the show.
It was nice. Entertaining.
Yeah, so hopefully next week we can get the stream going, and
I hope so.
That's cool.
But so that's about it, man.
Oh shit, it's my turn. I forgot all about.
Yeah, I didn't even know how we were gonna go out tonight without the fucking outro, unless you had it.
Always end on a strong joke.
That's right. Yeah. Let's pay some bills though before we get out of here.
Go ahead.
Tweaked audio. TweakedAudio.com.
Yeah. Exciting.
It is exciting.
Earbuds. Mic'd and unmic'd.
7 styles, 7 colors.
Yeah. 7's my favorite number.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
That's how many cocks you took at once.
Lucky number record. 7.
It used to be Mariana Duncan's number on the Phillies.
Oh, that's a real winner you picked there.
I know. I liked him. I don't know why.
Don't forget, use the code name, the promo code.
See,
Jerks.
I like a Missy too.
We meet at the Alamo.
I buy you beer. Cerveza.
Saloon, we go and get a hotel room upstairs.
I get some pussy.
Can I mess with your brown hole? I want to landscape your bush.
I wouldn't. Stop acting like your anus is a national treasure.
TweakedAudio.com.
See?
The best earbuds around.
That's right. Do it come in Mexican green? I know they come in California.
They do.
Yeah, how they about do. The border?
They do.
They do.
Yes, they do.
Okay. How many pesos I save if I type in the code word jerks?
33%
or
off.
Or should I say yerks? Because we cannot pronounce our yays.
Yes, you save 33% using the code word promo code jerks.
What about my shipping?
Free shipping. Free shipping.
All
lifetime.
Over the world.
See?
Limited warranty. Lifetime limited warranty.
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know.
If I'm dead, it doesn't work anymore. My lifetime over. No more warranty.
Compatible with iPads, iPods, Android devices, and all MP3 players. TweakedAudio.com. Try it out.
Buy
it.
See?
That's right.
What if I need to call my relatives? Can I use the Tweaked Audio earbuds?
Sure.
Okay. Great promo.
Don't forget, check out all the other great shows on Riotcast.
See?
Go to Riotcast.com or go to iTunes. Subscribe to the Jersey Jerks podcast.
See?
And that's about it. See you next week.
Check you out at the Alamo.
Oh, yeah.
Bon voyage, motherfucker.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.